been wearing the blue tops, the white pants, the blue helmets, the white numerals. Savannah State decked out in the orange pants, white tops with the blue numerals and the orange helmets.
You have to say that Savannah State is the strongest looking Savannah State team we've seen. I'm talking about personnel. They look big and strong, and all of them look like they're in shape. And I can't help but remember that the coach said, we're going to try to hit some big plays. And so they take the ball. They're going to put it up in the air, Nate. They're going to throw it 60% of the time, and they've got good receivers. So that's the way you make a big play, particularly when you've got small cornerbacks and people that are not experienced.
All right, Scott Shelton back to do the kicking chores for Georgia Southern. He will kick it off right to left as we look at the field. His kick will come down to about the 8-yard line, taken there at the 15, coming up to the 20, and hit hard and down at the 23-yard line.
Well, that was an excellent tackle that time. I think it was Hankin Ford. Is that who it was?
Hankin Ford?
Hankin Ford, I believe. What a great hit.
All right, so Savannah State's Tigers of Bill Davis. Again, he told us we'd see a lot of no-huddle offense tonight. They'll come right onto the field. It's not a hurry-up offense, like he said. It's just to kind of make sure the defense doesn't get a chance to set up too much. Right away in the shotgun is Jermaine Brooks. He has two receivers to his left. Throws a quick pass out that way. It's caught at the 25. Stopped there. And being pushed back hard is Damon Thomas as the Eagles converge on him there. And right away, the officials stop play here.
If you want something, that's what you want. Have them throw the football, have a completion, and make about 2 yards, maybe less than that. If they end up putting it, it's almost like they've gained a half a yard.
I was trying to figure out why the play got stopped the clock and everything. Did he get pushed? I don't think he got pushed out of bounds. Anyway, they stopped the clock. It's a gain of maybe a half a yard or so. Second down and one at about the 24-yard line. Direct snap back to quick pass near side. This one, did he catch it before it hopped? Caught the ball and down. Michael Youngblood is on the receiver. This time he hits receiver Johnson, Travis Johnson, a flanker on the right side, has progress to about the 28-and-a-half-yard line.
Boy, you can see the scheme real quick. They put three receivers to the right, wide receivers to the right. Georgia Southern defensively backed off. The closest guy to the line of scrimmage was 8 yards. And so now they put two guys down the field. One guy just turns and waits for the ball, gives him some room to run before you can get back to make a tackle.
Third down at about 5 at the 29-yard line. Direct snap back. Brooks may want to keep the ball and run with it. There he goes. He has a first down, 45. He's coming upfield, 50. He's going to the Georgia Southern 40. David Young trying to push him down. We'll throw him down, but it's a first down. Savannah State all the way down to the Georgia Southern 25-yard line.
Now that's Jermaine Brooks. They ran an option play. He kept it. Went to the left side, came off left tackle, broke across the field, and absolutely outran everybody. And we made a saving tackle over here. This guy is going to play quarterback. He's going to play wide receiver. He's going to play running back. And when you see that kind of speed, my goodness, he really took off, didn't he?
All the way down to the Georgia Southern 25-yard line, Savannah State with a big play. Boy, when he ran away from everybody, he's going to keep it himself and pitch it late down the near side, 5 yards, 6 yards, and more. As he pushes it back that time to Alvin Cummings, his tailback, the senior. And Cummings is inside the 20 with forward progress all the way down to the Georgia Southern 16-yard line.
Oh, I thought we had a good chance then to get a clip, but we did not get it from the tight end. He's a big guy, 238. Their starting tackle out there is a mammoth guy. I mean, he's as big as anybody, I guess, we've ever seen on this football field. He's way up in the air, obviously. He's 6'3", 325.
Eric McIntyre's come in to replace Robert LeBlanc. Brooks rolling on the left side, throws a quick pass. Incomplete. He got leveled that time. Michael Youngblood put him down. The pass falls incomplete as they gambled. Maybe not too much of a gamble on second and short.
Now, I think that was a good call for them because he put two guys wide and one he just sort of went in a what would be about an 8 or 9 yard out pattern. Actually, he had good protection, but the thing that is important, we might as well repeat ourselves a few times because we talk about it every year. The quarterback got nailed.
He's out. And number 6, Mario Spencer is in. Spencer hands it off. They try to go off tackle, and they bang forward for the first down as they run Alvin Cummings, number 29. And he's down to the Georgia Southern 12-yard line for a first down, Savannah State.
Cummings made a pretty good play then. They were going to run off right guard, and there was nothing there. He bounced to the outside. down very low and was able to make the first down. The ball right now is on the 12-yard line, the right hash mark. Three wideouts to the left and nobody close to them to cover them. They're backed off.
Direct snap back to the quarterback. He'll zip his pass to the end zone left side. Deflected by David Young at the last second. And he knocked it away. He had great coverage on the play.
Boy, that is tough to do. You always, in pass defense, you want to keep somebody in front of you. In this case, when you get in the corner of the end zone, you have to be inside out almost on the guy. And the play of that time that was made by the defensive back was outstanding, as Nate called. David Young is a junior, but he really made a play.
Well, he's counted on big time this year. Again, three receivers left side of the field. Middlebrooks is in the game right now. Jamar Jones has come out. They fake inside with the ball, and they go to the 10 of the 5, and they are down to the 1 yard line with Cummings.
Well,
he's got it first and goal.
Just a great call. They ran the draw. It was going to make it look like what you used to call that would be the draw out of the I formation, where he takes the ball back like he's going to sprint out left. The fullback takes a couple of steps and then sets and waits for the ball and came right back off a right left guard and took it to the goal line. Now you got to have big plays. Defense has to make something big, and generally to make it big, they've got to count on some kind of error on the offense.
I thought he had the first down, but let me be corrected here. They spotted the ball back a little bit. He bounced forward. They said he's now down just inside the 2. I thought he was closer to the 1. They'll stretch the chain out, and he still has enough for the first down, I believe. Yep. Well, this is a pretty impressive series here now. And we're right now having to substitute a lot of people in and out. Dree Cooper just left the lineup. Georgia Southern's defense on its heels. Savannah State has hit them and hit them hard here, down just a yard and a half away from taking the early lead.
You just can't do it any better. They had a great plan, and they have really moved the ball. Done a lot of things, by the way. Options, draws, sprint outs, deep passes.
Now everybody in tight. Three backs behind the quarterback. Tries a quarterback draw. Should say quarterback sneak, and he keeps it himself and goes just inside the 1 yard line. Didn't get a great surge that time.
No, they really didn't. That's a great defensive effort that time, because when you're down there, it's just one-on-one. And right now, there's a huge amount of weight on this football team. Left tackle, 340. Left guard, 269. Center, 290. Right guard, 225. Right tackle, 325. That's huge, folks.
Savannah State knocking on the door, 1 yard line. 11:45 to go in the opening quarter. No score, same set. Three backs behind the quarterback, Spencer.
Power.
Spencer again following blocking, leans forward. Did he get in? Touchdown, Savannah State's Mario Spencer in from 1 yard out. And with 11:38 to go in the opening quarter on the opening drive of the season, Savannah State shocks the crowd here and leads Georgia Southern 6-0.
And Mario Spencer then did a great thing. He tried to sneak to the right. He actually got stopped, made a 360-degree turn, and just by sheer effort and strength, he is a 205-pound, 6'1 junior, got it in the end zone. This is a shock.
All right, the extra point try. The ball's bobbled on the snap. They're going to have to go for it and going to get sacked. The point after fails. 6-0, Savannah State leading. We'll break 60 seconds for network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
The Labor Day sale is now going on at America's largest and finest furniture store, American Home Showplace in Dalton. Choose from America's finest furniture and save up to 50% on bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture featuring Snodic upholstery at half price. For the best selection, price, and quality, for the finest shopping experience, remember American Home Showplace and save. And during the Labor Day sale, today through Monday, take advantage of 6 months same as cash. Don't forget to visit the newly remodeled Dream Home inside our store. It's just another part of your tremendous shopping experience. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays, 8 till 5, and we're closed on Sundays. American Home Showplace in the Carpets of Dalton Complex, I-75 south of Dalton at Connector 3, exit 328. Come see us and save during the Labor Day sale at American Home Showplace.
All right, Nate Hirsch back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium. I want to thank some of our new affiliates for joining us on the network this year, including our friends in Atlanta, WGKA, AM 1190, joining us throughout the season to bring our friends in the Atlanta area, Georgia Southern football. We appreciate all the folks who come back again, once again, to be on the network. Here is the Savannah State kickoff. It is high, not terribly deep. taking it to 10-yard line. 15, 20, looking for a seam. 25, out to the 30, to the 40, midfield, 45-yard line, and a big return there from Kevin Davis.
Boy, he did such a smart thing there, Nate. There's a flag on the play, but he stayed on the sideline. He caught the ball on the right side. He didn't try to come back to the middle. He went straight up the field. But there is a flag out here at the Georgia Southern 31.
And that usually means we will bring things back. Kevin Davis is one of the newcomers they're excited about. And he used him on the returns. He's a freshman out of Folkston, Georgia. Made a nice return, but it's all going to come back. And if they bring it back from the 31 and mark it off there, we'll be back near the 20-yard line.
Well, Folkston, Georgia has a great record of producing college football players.
The call will be a illegal push in the back. It's going to cost 10 yards, and Georgia Southern will start their first offensive set from their 21-yard line. Here comes quarterback J.R. Revere. Some folks were worried about him early in the week. A little banged up, but he appears to be ready to go tonight.
Well, now they've got 79 yards to go, and we just saw a team go 77 yards in about 2 minutes and something.
Adrian Peterson lined up behind them, number three. Two wideouts near side of the field, one right side of the field. Quick toss goes to Peterson. Cuts it back 20. 25, breaks a tackle 30. 35, still goes upfield 40 over people. And all the way up to the 42, 43-yard line goes Adrian Peterson. And this crowd just cannot wait to see him touch the football.
Boy, what a way to start the offense that is a triple option team with your fullback who's supposed to be hitting it in the middle, and they run a toss sweep to the fullback and caught them completely off guard. The linebackers went inside, Nate, like shots, expecting him to be off guard. Gets good blocks and made a tough run and gets it all the way out to the 43-yard line. Great run, but great blocking.
A wide out each side of the field. The A-backs to the right side of the field. Now they bring Mark Myers in motion for a second. Tried to toss on the right side. Peterson trying to cut it outside. Here he goes again to the 50. Breaks another tackle. Still going. First down in Savannah State territory. Down to the Tiger 43-yard line.
You can't do that. He got tackled at the 50. I mean, he's being knocked out of bounds. Instead of that, he's running upfield and takes it all the way into their territory to the 40, about, I guess, the 47, 48-yard line. Just a great run. It was a power sweep again, a toss sweep to the fullback, which Georgia Southern doesn't make a living doing. They toss it to the fullback going wide, and he does it great two times in a row. First and 10.
43-yard line of Savannah State is the line of scrimmage from the far side hash mark. J.R. Revere brings up the charges, motioning perhaps to the left side, wants motion that way. Keeps it himself, going to toss it to the corner. Andre Weathers gets hit, the ball's loose on the ground, and Anthony Williams lucky to be right there to fall on it. Weathers took a hit, and the ball popped out of his arms. Georgia Southern very lucky that time that they didn't turn the ball over, because Dimitri Bradley, number 28, the linebacker, was waiting for Andre Weathers that time.
We ran the option play that time, faking to the fullback. By the way, one of the things that looks like maybe Georgia Southern will be able to take advantage of, they're in a five-man front with three linebackers, but the middle linebacker is playing unusually deep. He's at least 4 or 5 yards off the line. Now everybody's up on the line of scrimmage.
About an eight-man front.
Now you need to throw the football. I guess we will, because we checked off.
Second and 15, J.R. rolls to his right, looks to throw. Heaves it deep on the right sideline, but way, way over the head of his intended receiver, Anthony Williams.
Now Williams really made a mistake then. He slowed down. I mean, he kind of gave up on it, and the ball was out there. I think if he'd have just run as hard as he could, the ball might have been right on target. They checked that play off at the line of scrimmage. As we were talking about it just before the snap, the Savannah State folks had one guy that would have been 5 yards off the line of scrimmage in out of 11. They were walked up as if they were going to jam it, and I thought the white wideout could run by him. He did not. It's third down and 15.
Kevin Davis checks in as a slot back on the left side. Third down and a long 15 now at the 49-yard line. They fake inside, give the ball to Peterson. He tries to break away. This time he goes down, though, at the 45-yard line. Well shy of the first down, and Georgia Southern must bring in the punting unit.
Boy, he took a tremendous hit that time. Number 17, who is a freshman and is a defensive back, 175-pound kid, really was the second guy to get to Peterson, but he had made a heck of a lick. Georgia Southern will have to punt. Punter standing on his own 41-yard line. Right hash mark.
Scott Shelton does the punting also. Gets a good snap back. Here's his kick, trying to go to the right corner. Let's see where he put it. Fair catch called and made at the 14-yard line by Savannah State. So he kicked it high enough that time. Human consistent?
Just 31 yards. See?
Okay.
It was high enough. It just really wasn't long enough because the coverage was there. There was nothing he could do except fair catch. By the way, one of the things you have to watch very carefully in covering punts, it happens over and over, is that a guy that's covering the punt gets too close, and that's an automatic penalty to the safety. That time, though, they played it very well. It was a fair catch. They got the ball on the 19. Remember what happened last time when they got the ball? They went 77. Was that what it was? 77 yards.
6-0, Savannah State leading, this time from their 14-yard line. Direct snap again from the shotgun, rolling to the right side. Going to throw it up in the air, and it's caught for a first down up at the 32-yard line. Just lobbed the ball up there, and Damon Thomas was there to catch it. It's a first down, Savannah State.
Boy, that's a good scheme. Our defensive folks are playing it very loose. And this time the outside guy turned in and just sort of drifted inside as if it was going to be a quick pass to him. The quarterback sprinted, and instead of throwing the short pass, threw the deeper pass, and he got big yardage out of it. First down again, 32-yard line.
This is Jermaine Brooks, who started the game, and he hands it off inside. This time Georgia Southern stays home and buries him at about the 28-yard line, is where they'll say his progress was before he got pushed backwards on the play.
And that was a big play in the last drive. That's the fullback draw, the tailback draw. It's that what we tried to describe as a sprint draw, where the quarterback goes back, the fullback sets, waits for the ball, and they all got tangled up. Very good defense. Loss of 4, second down about 14.
Near side hash mark, 3 receivers, far side of the field. Snap to Brooks, looking to throw. Too much time. Now he's being chased. Now he wants to run. Going to go down at the 31-yard line. That time the pursuit. The difference was also good coverage downfield.
It sure was. And Freddie Frescari, I thought Freddie had gotten blocked. And somehow or another, now that's what good players do. They had him. He was rushing the passer to run. He went backwards. He was locked up in a block. He backstepped almost and lunged out and made the tackle. And so they gained 3 yards, but it's 3rd and 12.
Quick snap back to Brooks, rolling to his left. May want to run with the ball. He's going to have to eat it now and go down hard again at the 34-yard line. Good pursuit from the outside. This time, Savannah State will be forced into a punting situation.
And the great thing there, I think, was that they took away any threat of the deep pass. Georgia Southern, defensively, I think it was Derek Cooper, had the deep man, and he was just all over him. There was no chance of throwing it deep. And so the pursuit finally got to him. Now, this is a great series. It's 4th down, but there's still 8.5 yards to go, so he'll be kicking from his own 19.
Nicholas Hudson is the punter, number 4. See what kind of a snap he gets. Low snap. He bobbles the ball. It's loose on the ground, and he's going to be tackled back at the 13-yard line, 14-yard line. Georgia Southern takes advantage of a miscue by Savannah State.
Boy, I was scared to death we were going to be offside. Whoever it was on the corner, I'm not sure, but y'all help me with this, but I think, could it have been Brad Mercier? Is that the way you pronounce his name? He came from the corner like a shot, and he was all over it. The guy couldn't even reach to pick it up. He was already there.
But that's what you worry about. Savannah State, when they were in here last time, back in 93, if you remember, had a lot of trouble with their special teams, and it cost them, and this one's cost them right now at the 14-yard line. The first big break of the game for Georgia Southern.
Now, they have to answer right now with some points.
6-0 Savannah State leads. Going to give it inside. Peterson this time is stuffed. He didn't go anywhere that time. The middle of the defense. Give credit to Savannah State this time as they're able to shut down Peterson.
Well, you just have to say that on that particular play, and I didn't really check how deep the linebackers were, but it looked like total commitment to me to the fullback on the inside play. And, of course, you do that, it does open up things for the quarterback and for the pitch.
T.J. Anderson, redshirt freshman in the ballgame. 2nd down and 9. Revere, option right side, will fake. Keep it himself, 10, 5, Revere. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. 6:39 to go in the opening quarter. And J.R. Revere showed them the football like he was going to pitch it to Peterson. Keeps it himself and dances in. From 10 yards out and scores, and Georgia Southern has tied this game at 6-6.
Now, that's what we describe as a counter option, where the quarterback and fullback make head fakes or this slight fakes to their left and come right back to the right. He keeps it or pitches it. In this tape, he faked the pitch and just got a great seam. As soon as he faked that pitch, the cornerback was gone to take it, and he turned inside and walked into the end zone.
Actually, a 15-yard run, of course. He made the fake at the 10. Scott Shelton's extra point is up, and it's good. Eagles lead it 7-6 with 6:39 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back after a 60-second local break on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
My mom's pretty smart, and Mom says Frontier Communications is one of the best companies in the whole country. She says they make staying in touch easier. I think Mom's right, but you know what Mom didn't know? That Frontier is a good neighbor in Statesboro and Bullock County. They help out lots of people. They support stuff like United Way and even Little League Baseball. That's important to me because my team's in first place. And my mom? Well, she's a coach. Thanks, Frontier.
Frontier, the company that calls Georgia home.
For the fifth consecutive year, Lovett Bennett Jr., Attorney at Law PC, is proud to be sponsoring the Georgia Southern Eagles. Lovett Bennett Jr. congratulates Athletic Director Sam Baker, Coach Paul Johnson, and the Georgia Southern Eagles on winning the 2000 NCAA Division I AA National Championship. Commitment and hard work are the keys to success, and they are as important to the game of football as they are to the practice of law. Lovett Bennett Jr., Attorney at Law PC, congratulates the Eagles on their success and wishes the team and fans a great game against the Savannah State Tigers. Right back with you at Paulson Stadium, a 7-6 Georgia Southern lead following the muff on the snap back to the punter. Georgia Southern takes it two plays and goes in and scores. And now Scott Shelton will kick off for the second time this evening. A line drive kick. Where is this going? It's going out of bounds. That's a no-no.
Well, you really don't want to do that. I think we do this a lot. We put the ball on the hash mark and try to kick it right in the corner. And, of course, that's a good plan. The problem is if it goes out of bounds, you really give up stuff. And here they're going to start now at the 35-yard line.
All right, Sandy, down to you.
Once again, the football comes right at us right here on the sidelines, and we do get out of the way, though, just to let you know.
Sandy, we want you to catch it.
Hopefully I'll be catching it and getting out of the way.
We don't want them kicking to you on the kickoff, so that's not good for us.
Okay.
All right, first down Savannah State. They get the ball all the way out to the 35-yard line. Trailing for the first time tonight now, 7-6. A couple of the Southern Conference teams already played on Thursday night.
Now you can see the defense now, linebackers are a good 5 yards off the ball. The cornerbacks are about 8 yards off of the receivers.
Basic set now to run a tailback, and not too far at all to go this time for Alvin Cummings as he gets across the 35 to about the 36. That's the first time they've really lined up behind the center in a normal set, except when they were down at the goal line.
If you picture an I formation without a fullback, quarterback just takes the ball to the tailback and he runs off right tackle, no lead blocker, and boy, they ate him up. He did gain about a half a yard.
Quick pass left side. It is caught. 40. Breaks a tackle. Michael Ward will finally push him out of bounds, shy of the first down at the 42-yard line. But they've got so many receivers running around out there.
But now that's what can really hurt you. He sprinted left, took a lot of time, then threw a little short pass, maybe 7 or 8 yards on the run, and it didn't look like much, but now it's third down and two. Third down, 2.5, I guess you'd say.
Two receivers flank right side. Here is Paul Moore, checks in, number 85, a freshman. He's flanked to the right side of the field. Shotgun again, third down and short. They've got to get it just across the 45. May run it himself. Here goes Brooks. He gets hit. He's not going to make it. The Eagles pull him down at the 43.5-yard line. Would not let him get forward. He was trying as hard as he could, and Robert LeBlanc was holding on to his leg. It would not let him get any closer. It's now fourth down and one.
They ran the option play. Remember the last two times they ran it. Once they did a pitch, once he kept. A very successful play. It looked like it was set up then. It looked to me like that the quarterback decided ahead of time that he was going to keep it. I think they had something on the pitch. Instead, he faked, kept it, and got tackled, and they'll have to punt. This is a big defensive scheme turnaround right now compared to that long drive that they had.
Well, they're late getting some people on the field. 25-second clock runs out. That's a delay of game. That'll back them up 5 yards. They were missing somebody.
And normally you say, well, shoot, that doesn't make any difference. But in this time of field position, it makes a big difference. Now they're going to back that ball up to inside the 40-yard line. It'll be at the 39. And so our safety is going to line up at his own 30. If he just feels it right there, or the 25, this is a great turnaround right here and a great stop. If he gets any kind of return, it puts you in great position. You'd like to be at least at the 20. You'd love to be at the 30 when you get the ball.
Snap back a little high. This time he pulls it down and gets away the kick.
Well, beautiful kick.
Anthony Williams will field it way back at the 16-yard line. 20, Williams with a hole for a second, 25-30. Cuts it back right side, gets a block, 35. Williams with a 40 down the sideline, midfield. Anthony Williams all the way down to the Savannah State 46-yard line.
And I tell you, that's a great run, but the guy that made it all possible is number 25, Deion Stokes. He's a cornerback. He's 5'11", 174 pounds from Peachtree City. He locked up with a guy then. I thought, my gosh, he's holding him. But it wasn't that. The Savannah State guy was grabbing his shirt. And they looked like they were wrestlers out there. And he made him stay off with the guy that had the ball. And it's a great return.
7-6, Georgia Southern leading. We're down to 4:24 remaining here in the opening quarter. Georgia Southern starts this drive at the 46-yard line of Savannah State. The punt that time, you in the return. What kind of numbers did we have there?
45 yards on the punt, 38 on the return.
Wow. Faking Revere. He's back to throw.
He's
looking to
him.
Go
he's
deep down
him.
The middle. He's got Derek Owens down there pushing off. Catches it and touchdown. Touchdown, Derek Owens. He had to fight to get the defender off of him. And he caught the football at the 5. And Derek Owens scores with 4:18 to go at the opening quarter.
I didn't really know you could push the defender off. But he did. He was open. The ball was a little bit underthrown. He came back and actually put his hand on the defender and somehow or another came up with that football. That's great concentration.
13-6, Georgia Southern leading.
Wait a minute, here's somebody coming out. They need to get on the field quick. Pads got torn loose.
It's Derek Owens who caught the touchdown. So Jesse McMillan will come in on the extra point. 13-6, how's that for an explosion? One play drive. Got Shelton trying to stick up the extra point, and he does just that. It is good. Timeout on the field. 4:18 to go in the first quarter. It is now Georgia Southern 14. The Savannah State Tigers 6. We'll be back after 60 seconds of local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Statesboro's newest dining experience is Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, offering steaks cooked over real mesquite wood. Oyster bar, low country boil, and crab legs, oh man, it will make your mouth water. So treat yourself to Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, located on Georgia Avenue in University Plaza in Statesboro.
No light fills a home so comforting as the sun's natural light. Unless, of course, your home is lit with Anderson Light, the light only Anderson Windows so gracefully welcomes into your home. No one makes it easier to create your own Anderson Light than the trained specialist at Choo Choo Build It Mart, 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia. We'll help with everything from planning to budgeting. With a full line of quality Anderson products to choose from, you're sure to find something you'll enjoy for years to come. Choo Choo Build It Mart, Anderson Windows. Worry proof, time proof. 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia.
Georgia Southern now leading at 14-6. This place is about as full as I have seen it for a regular season game in many a moon.
I believe it's more than that, Nate. Look at the banks. They're covered.
Here's the kickoff
from
the 1-yard
line. Good kick.
10, 15, looking for an opening. Stepping over one man, 25. Good return to the 30. Cutting it back upfield all the way to the 34, 35-yard line. A beautiful return this time from Savannah State to get it as a flag. Wait, now there's another late flag that just got thrown in.
Boy, I'm telling you what now. That is some kind of return. He took that ball away on about the 2 or 3. Was that it?
Yep.
And I thought he was going to get tackled 6 times. And he just dodged everybody, and then there was a flag in 2 places.
Some extracurricular activity. Pushing against Savannah State is one foul. Personal foul against Savannah State is another foul.
I think the personal foul was the one that happened over here kind of late. But you only get one of them.
Well, you'd like the personal foul because that's after the play, isn't it?
Yep.
So two penalty flags thrown against Savannah State, and both of them really had nothing to do with the play.
No, they really didn't. I couldn't tell about the first one they threw because I didn't see it, but the second one was pretty obvious.
Heck of a return that time. That was Brandon Pope, number 89, who came back with the return.
Now, I tell you, that's the reason folks ought to be here instead of listening to us. How do you describe a guy that makes a run from the 20 to about the 35 when everybody looked like it had a blue shirt on, had a chance to tackle him, and nobody did until finally he goes down. Great, great return. Individual effort by that kid.
By the way, J.R. Revere with that touchdown pass ties Kenny Robinson for number 4 all-time on career touchdown throws for a Georgia Southern quarterback.
Well, that's big time.
Hopefully that's the first of many this year. 14-6, Georgia Southern leading. We're 4 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter, which has seen an awful lot of big plays for the first 11 minutes of the season. Boy, take away the big return. They have moved Savannah State all the way back now to the 12-yard line.
Yep.
And they're going to stay in that shotgun with quarterback Jermaine Brooks.
Two wide receivers on each side. Is a quick pass to the left.
And
oh,
my goodness. What a hit that time as Deion Stokes came up, and he hit the receiver just when Damon Thomas caught the football.
Now, see the difference there. Instead of having three guys out here as receivers, they had two. Now the corner doesn't have to move off. They throw to him, and he nails him. That's a great open field tackle.
Well, that was right in front of you, Sandy. That's about as hard a hit as a receiver wants to take.
It really is. It was a very hard hit, and it got the job done.
The gain is none. Maybe a half a yard. Second down, 9.5. Back to throw it. Pumping Brooks. Now he's going to run. He's got an opening. 15. Comes to the 20. Got the first down as he darts upfield to the 27-yard line.
I tell you what. You just have to say what you see right here. And this guy, Brooks, 6 feet, 177 pounds, is a fantastic football player. He's from Augusta, Georgia, by the way. He's a senior. And that was a great run. They got twins left and right. So you got the secondary spread pretty good, and he goes up the middle with it for that long run.
All right, two receivers to the far side, two to the near side, one back standing next to Brooks in that shotgun formation. Direct snap to him. He keeps the ball himself and runs it outside, and he has some room. 35, 40, gets a block. He's pushed out of bounds all the way up at the 46-yard line. Another excellent run for Brooks.
You know, I was just shocked when they changed from having three receivers on one side because it really overloaded the defense. They've balanced up, got twins left and twins right, and now they're running the ball up the middle and in wide, and that guy can run. The quarterback is a heck of a player.
Oh, he's got him out of a hole.
Again, they're in twins right and left. That means he's got a back there with him, so they could have a lead blocker, they could run the option, or they could run the draw.
Officials are waiting now for the chain gang to get situated on the far side of the field. We have had to flip-flop a lot of people because you talk about doing a lot of chasing on a hot night.
Yeah.
You're going to play all your defensive people you can.
Oh, those two tackles on offense are just mammoth guys. What's the number? Can you tell Hugh on the left tackle? Is that 73?
I can't see him.
It is.
73, I believe.
Hosea Tatum is 6'3", 340.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. And then the other guy, of course, is the big one we've been talking about, who is also that size.
All right, final score, Furman loses a tough one to Wyoming, 20-14. But they certainly played well going way out west today to open up the season. Of course, the Citadel is having to play Georgia Tech, and they're down 28-0 as they've gone to halftime in Atlanta. Several Southern Conference teams played on Thursday night. Duquesne beat VMI. You had Western Carolina beat Mars Hill, and a good win for Chattanooga on the road, winning at Samford 28-14. The surprise to a lot of people, next week's opponent, the Delaware Blue Hens, ranked number 4 in the poll, losing to Rhode Island, coached by former Eagle coach Tim Stowers, 10-7. But Delaware will be here next Saturday at noon. Remember, it's an early start next week. Direct snap back to Brooks. Here he goes with a toss on an option pitch. And down the runner goes. May have lost some of his footing before he was going to get hit. David Young was coming up, and Corey Middlebrooks finished him off.
Boy, that was a terrible block right in front of the linesman, and he didn't call it. You can't do that. You can't go back and hit somebody from behind. They did and got by with it. They didn't gain anything. It's second down and 10.
Ball resting just across the 45-yard line. We're down to 2.5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. 14-6, Georgia Southern leading. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. One back standing next to Brooks. Gets the snap. He drops the ball. He's being chased. Runs around to the left. He gets grabbed and throws the ball away anyway. Boy, he was lucky he didn't get
hurt his shoulder
on that. They're going to call a penalty flag downfield here.
What an outstanding play by the quarterback. I mean, he's under duress. We had a blitz on.
Michael Ward had him by the shirt that time. They're going to call a personal foul on Savannah State.
But boy, I'm telling you, the quarterback just made a tremendous play to get rid of the football. We had a blitz on. We had two guys all over him. One made a great tackle, you know, reaching out and getting his shoulder pad or whatever he caught hold to. And he threw that ball out for an incomplete pass, but they had roughing downfield.
again, something that had nothing to do with the play.
Oh, man, that just killed you.
Bill Davis is really just upset with his team as he's shouting at them right now on the sideline. Because you talk about taking yourself back. This is as big a penalty now, a 15-yarder.
Yeah, they moved the ball way out here almost to the midfield, just short of midfield, and then have a call like that that is uncalled for. I didn't see that. Did any of you see exactly what happened? I did not. But it was right in front of the bench, and the coach is just, as Nate says, is really upset about it. Anybody would be.
Quarterback did a great job to get rid of the ball.
One of the best plays of the night when you really get down to it. Now they got trips left, right.
The down counts on the play. The personal foul occurs afterwards, so they've got it third down and 25.
They do have a tight end on the left side.
You can play a little softer here. Brooks throws the pass, and it's incomplete. He's trying to do that little slant screen coming back in. It's incomplete, and now Savannah State has to kick it back. And another penalty flag is down. This one, though, throw from one of the lines judges.
I think that what they do right there with trips right, three receivers. If that receiver was a little bit better schooled on staying closer to the line of scrimmage, not drifting up the field, it would be a tough thing to cover. As the ball was thrown in for him to be upfield a little bit, and he wasn't even close to it. Now, I tell you, all this stuff is what you really worry about. And they did say they had a lot of young people playing out there. I think three freshmen on their offensive line. And usually that would be an inexperienced guy that would make these kind of things. Well, now this is downfield, I guess.
Ineligible man.
And that can happen with anybody, but particularly with inexperienced offensive linemen.
So it's fourth down now. Play will count.
That's a tough penalty, isn't it?
Yeah, they were a little confused. They had the offense just backing up.
Sure.
So they got to bring the punting unit on here. And I got up a good punt the last time. Had a good return, though, by Anthony Williams.
I want you to notice the respect we've got for this punter this time. He's on the 15. Our safety man is on the 25. That's a long piece. He's got to kick it a long way.
Going to play return. This kick is much shorter, though. Williams trying to come up and field it on the run. Amazingly, he hangs onto the football at the 42-yard line. That was a very dangerous play from Anthony Williams. But how he came up at the last second, he must have run 15 yards in that last second and a half to get to that football. Hear the distance on that kick?
It's only 28 yards. He did catch the ball, keep him hitting the ground, though.
That's what's amazing.
Now, y'all laugh about this, but wasn't that an illegal play? Wasn't that guy too close to him when he caught it?
I thought he was. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a call like that would be impossible to make almost. They were both running full speed, and they collided.
All right, Eagles get good operating room again as they start from their 42-and-a-half-yard line, far side hash mark.
There
the Bear hands it off to Peterson. He cannot break the tackle. He pops out of one hole and goes across the 45 for a gain of about 4 yards.
Now, remember a little while ago that they ran what we call the counter option, and they did. This time they ran a counter play to the fullback where the quarterback reverses. The fullback takes a jab step and then goes up the middle. Picked up 4 yards. By the way, 4 yards is the purpose of every down with this kind of offense, and they just got it. Second down, 6.
Jesse McMillan checks in the lineup, number 24 as a wingback. Revere hands it off straight ahead. Peterson drops the football. It's loose on the ground. Georgia Southern has recovered at the 49-yard line.
And guess who recovered? Peterson.
Yep.
I don't see how he got back over there, but he sure ran off without the ball. And then they gained about 3 yards, so now it will be third down and a little bit more than 2 yards. I'd say 2.5.
Something
but now, these are the plays that count. You either keep the football or you give it up by punting, so this is a huge play right here. You got to make the drive with this play.
Third down and short. Motion one way. Revere keeps it himself. Has a big opening. 50, 45. First down, 40. Cuts it back, 35. J.R.'s down to the 32-yard line of Savannah State.
I tell you, J.R. is just a big-time player. I think that maybe 8 of the white shirts out there were assigned to the fullback. Because when he came up with the ball, it almost looked like J.R. said, wait a minute, I still got this thing? And when he started running, there was nobody close to him. And then he made a great run for the first down all the way inside of the 32-yard hash. Boy, did they collapse on the fullback.
Under a minute to go in the opening quarter. Eagles up 14-6. Motion right side, Mark Myers. Revere's back to throw. Looking, now in traffic. Breaks one tackle. Here he goes again. 30, 25, 20. Puts his head down. First down, Georgia Southern. Inside the 18-yard line of Savannah State.
Great run. I really thought if he'd cut loose with the football, they'd have had something. But what a great run when he elected not to throw. he broke a back against the grain. And what you really like, I love about a quarterback is to attack two dot guys down there. He didn't slide in their feet first. He tried to make another yard or two.
Timeout being called with 2 seconds to go in the quarter by Savannah State. Timeout is called. Eagles leading 14-6. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Arby's now offers late-night drive-through service. Thursday nights open till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday open until 2 a.m. And check out the special 5 regular roast beef for just $5.95. Georgia Southern football fans, look for Arby's roast beef now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Arby's located on Fair Road and now inside Paulson Stadium on game day. Eagle Express cards also accepted at Arby's. At First National Bank and Trust, we believe that small businesses are the backbone of our local and national economy. As a recognized leader in small business lending, the First National Bank and Trust Company is experienced in making conventional as well as SBA guaranteed loans. We are small business friendly. And the First National Bank and Trust branch in Statesboro is located at 120 South Zetterauer Avenue. Call Bruce Avan or Doug Duggan at 764-6600 to discuss your small business needs. The First National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The question is, why did they call the timeout? I do not know. The clock would have run down here on the first quarter, didn't have to use the timeout. But Savannah State burns the timeout. And the Eagles will get one more playoff before the first quarter ends. 2 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. First down from the 18. Try Peterson. He'll get a couple of yards to the 16. And now that is the end of the first quarter. With the score, Georgia Southern 14, Savannah State 6. We'll break for network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Expert healthcare and a professional caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 Tesla Magnet MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
All right, first quarter's history. Georgia Southern has a 14-6 lead. They'll have the ball. Second down, just outside the 16-yard line. They're ready to go, so we'll have to wait a second to get some quick numbers from Hugh. Lined it up, second down. Still haven't got the chain gang set. We were ready to go before the chain gang was ready to go. Eagles now going left to right. A long first quarter, 14-6. Going to be one of those long nights if Savannah State continues to try to throw it around a bunch. Second and 8 to start the second quarter. Revere starts inside with his handoff. Peterson is stopped in the backfield and can only get back to the 17-yard line. He may lose a yard there. Hugh, what do you got for first quarter numbers?
Okay, we got 6 first downs for both teams, 15 rushes at Savannah State, 89 yards. The Eagles, 11 rushes, 90 yards, 5 of 9 passing for Savannah State, 31 yards. Their total offense, 24 rushes, 120 yards. The Eagles, 1 of 2 passing, 46 yards. Total offense, 1,435 yards. Jermaine Brooks, 6 carries for 85 yards, leads Savannah State. Adrian Peterson with 8 carries, 47 yards. And J.R. Revere, 3 carries, 47 yards for the Eagles.
All right, a third down and long now for Georgia Southern. Revere with a pitch back to Peterson. Needs a block, goes to the 15, runs away from one man. Lunging forward, he is stopped just shy of the 10-yard line, and he is 2 yards shy of the first down in Georgia Southern now. See if they want to go for it, or will they try the field goal? It appears, Paul Johnson says, we're going to go for it.
Well, they've got a little bit more than 2 yards, don't they?
It's outside the 10. They've got to get it into about the 8-yard line. So it's fourth down at about 2. The play comes in from the sidelines. Edmund Coley checks in, number 11. Edmund's been switched now to an A-back this year so they can get him in the ball games more. Fourth down, Georgia Southern. and two. Motion behind the play with Weathers being around. Almost got them to jump offside. That's obviously what we're trying to do here. Revere barking out plays, then calls the timeout. Timeout with 13:32 to go in the first half. Eagles leading at 14-6. We'll keep it right here to see if they decide to actually call a play. That's what they're going to talk about. Let us break then. 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Confidence is what you want when buying life insurance. Confidence in the company and in the agent. Your local State Farm agent has earned the confidence of a lot of people just like you by the way he helps take care of their insurance needs. With confidence, affordable protection, personal service, and the confidence of people just like you. It's State Farm Life Insurance, and that's good. State Farm understands life. For the confidence you want when buying life insurance, see your local State Farm agent. Ask about life insurance for your way of living.
If you stay the night for lovers, there is something I've discovered. It's the best across the nation, not some overnight sensation. If you're looking for duration, it will treat you right. Make it a Bud Light.
I said, yeah!
Make it a Bud Light.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Eagles to go for it on fourth down. Give it to Peterson. He dives for it. No, Revere keeps it himself and lunging to the left side. He's going to be close. I don't know if he got it or not, though.
I think he did. You see the official step backwards a little bit, then you wonder.
Savannah State, thanks for Georgia Southern.
He took a left step and put the ball down.
From where it's been put down, I don't know.
I don't either. I thought he had it where it was, and... They are going to have to measure, so it'll be very close regardless. I hate to guess that it wasn't.
I don't think he made it. Let's see. I don't see very good anymore anyway, but... I'm going to stretch out the chain here. He didn't make it.
He did not make it, Nate.
Nope, I could tell. It had to go a little further than the 8-yard line there, and the way they spotted it, it was certainly outside the 8. So Georgia Southern trying to go for it on fourth down. Thank you for the confirmation down there, Sandy. And so 13:26 to go in the first half here. Now, I'll tell you what, for Savannah State, that is huge to not let the game get away early in here.
I tell you what, so strange on all these short plays that the way you look at it is one thing, and, of course, what I thought I saw was a placement that took about nearly a yard away from it. I know he stepped backwards to put the ball down, and that, you know, but that's a judgment thing, and when it happens that way, it just hurts you. Twins left and right.
First down for Savannah State's Tigers. Shotgun again, changing quarterbacks. Quick pass left side, goes to the 10, and knife down at about the 12 to 13-yard line. And they've changed quarterbacks now and brought in Mario Spencer, the junior, who came in the first time Brooks got banged up. He did a good job the first time he was out there also.
Boy, Stokes made a good play then. He's the cornerback on the left side. He had the wide out. They threw to the inside guy. He got away from the wide out who's trying to block him and came back and made that tackle. They got about 3 yards out of it. Very good play defensively.
Second and 6 for Savannah State. Eagles bring the linebackers up close, trying to come with a blitz. Going to get hit. Sack. Ball loose, picked up in the end zone. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. How about that? Michael Ward winds up picking it up after Michael Youngblood hit the quarterback and knocked the ball loose. And Michael Ward has it right in front of him to pick up and score a quick Georgia Southern touchdown.
Now that's a great defensive call by the coaching staff. Michael Ward is the outside linebacker. At the last minute, almost like he'd forgotten he was supposed to do it, he came up on the line of scrimmage and blitzed. Came from the right corner, and nobody even came close to touching him. And, boy, he hit him from behind, and that's the kind of lick you'd need to put on quarterbacks who can throw the football. Great play, great coverage. There's 4 or 5 guys in there in the end zone for Georgia Southern when the football was called a touchdown. Super play.
All right, the Eagles lining up for the extra point. Revere to hold it for Scott Shelton. Again, as they huddled up originally left side of the line of scrimmage, they come with the rush. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 12:44 to go now in the first half. It is Georgia Southern 21 and the Savannah Tigers 6. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
soldiers in the United States Army have the skills they need to be successful. But more importantly, they have the confidence to use them. Whether it's a career in the Army or as a student in college, soldiers succeed. If you're qualified and decide you want an education, you have several options. With the Montgomery GI Bill and the Army College Fund, you can earn up to $50,000 for school. Or maybe you've already taken some classes and now have loans to pay off. The Army can help with a student underpayment program good for up to $65,000. Whichever you choose, you may also qualify for up to $20,000 enlistment bonus. That's money you can spend however you want. If you'd like to hear more, contact your local Army recruiter or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. On to GoArmy.com to learn more about the Army from real soldiers. You can even chat with a cyber recruiter. The Army can give you the skills to take on the future. How far you go will be up to you. Call 1-800-USA-ARMY or log on to GoArmy.com, paid for by the U.S. Army.
All right, Nate Hirsch back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium. A quick touchdown that time from the defense. Michael Youngblood, the hit. Mike Ward with the touchdown recovery. We saw Michael Youngblood last year run for a touchdown interception. Some experience of the linebackers there. Here is the kickoff by Shelton. This one a deep kick, 3 yards deep in the end zone. To the 10, to the 15, near 20, and down he goes, shy of the 20-yard line. That's the best kickoff of the night for Scott Shelton.
Yeah, 3 yards in the end zone, you normally don't run those out, but that kid is very fast and had to break away almost one time tonight. But he got it to the 19-yard line, and that's great defense and great coverage.
Let's check some scores on the Coca-Cola scoreboard. Finals earlier today, Virginia Tech beat Connecticut 52-10. Nebraska beat Troy State 42-14. Clemson beat Central Florida 21-13. Oklahoma beat the Air Force 44-3 is the final there. Colorado beats Colorado State 41-14. First down play. Going to keep it. Now pitch on the corner outside and a great play coming up. It's Corey Middlebrooks is to make the play. Let me check that again. That may be Joe Scott.
Joe Scott, he's a middle linebacker, and he played it perfect. He played you like you would play basketball. He slid to the right, kept his shoulder square, and when he needed, as soon as he saw the pitch, he made the real commitment to the play and made a great tackle.
Scores, Michigan beat Miami of Ohio 31-13. Tennessee now pouring it on, leading Syracuse 33-9. Florida State leads Duke 31-6, going to the third quarter. Direct snap back again. Quick toss going deep left sideline, and it is intercepted by Deion Stokes. They have the starting quarterback, as Frank said, as a wide receiver, Jermaine Brooks, and he was the intended receiver.
I sure wish we'd have called that before he did it, because we knew it was going to happen sometime. And what happens is when you have a player like that, they threw it even though he was covered, and they threw it straight down the field, and that was a great recovery and go after the football defensively. Who was it that made the play?
Deion Stokes for the interception.
Boy, howdy, that was just great concentration, and then he gets hit by his own player and was able to hang on to the football, and Georgia Southern has it inside the 50 at the 49.5.
Deion, a sophomore from Peachtree City, if you remember, there's a penalty flag being put on before the play even gets started. I believe he was the youngster that got injured last year and missed just about the entire season.
They got 12 guys out there, haven't they?
And that may be a problem.
Now, I really ought to know what that is, and I really don't know what the signal is.
Well, they're asking the team to move back?
I don't know.
They haven't moved the football at all. It's first down, Georgia Southern at the 49-yard line. Of Savannah State. As our referee says, okay, let's try it again.
So there was no penalty, so that was that movement was to back off. It was a sideline warning, it would be what the call would be.
Fake by Revere. Now he wants to throw. Going to go deep down the field for Anthony Williams. He overshoots him at the 10-yard line. Had Andre Weathers in the middle of the field, and boy, Derek Owens was way on the far side of the field.
Yeah, and I really think that Andre Weathers was open, but deep like that is very good regardless, I think, because the guy did have a chance, and that really puts the it really scares you when somebody throws a deep and they have a chance to catch it like that. Second down and 10. I thought the choice would have been underneath, but he laid it out there real good. As long as you throw long, you don't have to worry about it.
Second and 10. Motion behind the play. Going to keep it on the corner to Andre Weathers. 45, 40, gets the block, 35. Down to the 30-yard line. Up Savannah State goes Andre Weathers.
Well, if you want to see somebody that just made some kind of a play, I guess it was number 24. Is number 24 out there if he is?
Jesse McMillan.
What a block. Good gracious. He cut the guy down in the open field with a great lead block. He is not a real big guy, but he's 6'1". He's big for what for cornerbacks for us. They list him as a cornerback. Rather, a slot back. 6'1", 203.
From the 30-yard line of Savannah State, going to try Peterson. Steps over one, lunges ahead, and gets a five before he'll put him down just across the 25-yard line.
What I really like to see is way over here on this side of the field, we have offensive Georgia Southern folks knocking defensive secondary people down, even though the play goes to the left. Great, great effort. And again, you know, let's Southern coaching staff real credit for calling that play a little while ago, the blitz. It ended up being a touchdown.
Second and four. They'll give him six on the carry to the 24-yard line. Going to give it to him again. Peterson bursts through again, and it's another first down for Georgia Southern. Quickly down to the 17-yard line.
Now, that's the best picture of him running the football. Folks, he handed him the football, and if you can picture this, he is running as low to the ground as you can be and still be running, and his body, his shoulders are weaving, and they're going left to right, like he's going to cut left and right, and he just flies through there to the 18-yard line. Great run.
21-6, Georgia Southern leading. 10:29 to go in the first half. Give it to Peterson again. Breaks it to 10. 5. Adrian walks in. Touchdown! Adrian Peterson with 10:23 to go in the first half. Georgia Southern now has taken a 27-6 lead over Savannah State.
He breaks the tackle that time, as you called it, but the tackle, I mean, there was nothing to it. He maybe hesitated a hair, but that was all. He just ran through the guy's arms and scored. How many yards is that now, Hugh?
Adrian has 85 yards on 12 carries.
Well, he's got to hurry up and get 100.
He'll get it.
How about that?
His first touchdown.
Yes.
Of the season. Here's the extra point as they get in there. The kick is up. It is good for Scott Shelton. The penalty flag is down. See if somebody came too soon from the outside. The penalty will be offside. That's what I thought against Savannah State. Eagles will decline it. 28-6, Georgia Southern leading early here in the second quarter. We're going to break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Wow, hon, who'd ever thought we'd ever get to take a two-week vacation and drive across the country?
Yep. Can you look on the map and tell me where to turn to head back?
Head back? We still have a week left.
But look here.
It's a receipt. So what?
It's not just any receipt. It's my AutoShine Car Wash Bounce Back Receipt. If you return within 10 days of your last wash, AutoShine gives you half off your next wash.
It also says that if you return within 20 days, you will receive $4 off. Why don't we bounce back then?
But honey...
But nothing. It's the car wash or me.
Bounce back with AutoShine. Return after 10 days of your last wash, and you'll receive half off your next wash. Return within 20 days, and you'll get $4 off. Auto Shine Car Wash, with locations at Montgomery Crossroad, Whitmarsh Island, and Garden City, featuring the Bounce Back. And check Cash Magazine for other great coupons. Auto Shine Car Wash.
Sorry, honey, I'm off to Auto Shine to bounce back.
All right, next back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium. Georgia Southern now exploding after trailing 6-0. Four straight touchdowns has given them a 28-6 lead. Scott Shelton set to kick off once again to Savannah State. The crowd seeing Adrian Peterson score his first touchdown of the new season.
And an 85-yard game so far.
Here's the kickoff by Shelton. A high floater coming down. It goes 1 yard deep in the end zone. 5-yard line, 10-yard line. Down he goes hard at the 12-yard line.
Boy, the coverage is fantastic.
We had a lot of people down there that time and hustling down there. Jonathan Woodham, who they have moved now. He was one of the quarterbacks they had signed a year ago and had the injury and missed all last year. Moved him to safety now. Boy, the youngster from Lee County. Leesburg, boy, did he come downfield there and threw him down all the way back inside the 12-yard line. Savannah State must start this drive at their 11.5-yard line. Now a 28-6 Georgia Southern lead. 10:13 to go in the first half of the game. Going to hand it off inside, bouncing to the 15-yard line, and that's about the end of the play. As again, they try to run it straight at Georgia Southern. And again, it's Alvin Cummings. Short gain on the play. Bring it up to about the 15.
I tell you, the offensive line, I understand with three inside guys, three out of those five big guys right there are freshmen, what the coach said, and they are huge. And in a short period of time, they may be some kind of players.
Taking some blocking stances for the obvious throw. Quick pass near side. Caught and drilled as coming up to the 20-yard line. Good coverage that time. New cornerback out there, Aaron Whitaker.
Boy, an outstanding tackle.
Freshman from Silver Springs, Maryland. Alvin Whitaker, number 26, coming up and making the stop.
They are giving them a real big cushion, but I'm sure they're doing that because of the inexperience of these guys. But as soon as he caught it, he committed himself to the tackle and made a fine open field tackle. It's third down and two.
And in a game like this, it's time to take a look at a lot of your new people.
Boy, it looks like we're flanked almost on this side, but they go opposite.
Third down. Brooks trying to run now. Going to heave it deep, deep down the field. Got a man there, and he'll catch it and drop it. Split second at the 30-yard line. Actually, that time, he beat Aaron Whitaker.
Boy, he threw that ball from the 13-yard line, and it came down at the 431 or 2-yard line. It was a shot, and he was under duress. You have to say, though, that the receiver did not stop. He continued to run, and we almost got caught in that because defensively, I think we let up just a hair. That is, the cornerback did. And he just dropped the ball. We didn't break it up.
Guy's got an arm. 8:51 still to go here on the first half. 28-6, Georgia Southern leading. Savannah State trying to get the punt off. No rush this time. Short kick. Got to get out of the way. It's going to hop around the 38-yard line of Savannah State and be down at the 39-yard line. Don't know what happened with that kick. You with the distance.
Looked like he bobbled it around. He only got 19 yards out of it.
So, again, the Eagles get great operating room. Let's get a station break in right now. We will pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
The Statesboro Herald, covering your local news, your local entertainment, and best of all, the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100, WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
Nate Hirsch along with Frank Inman, statistician Hugh Colton, Sandy Hirsch working the sidelines. Eagles up 28-6, 8:40 to go here on the first half. Far side hash mark, 38-9-yard line. Eagles at Savannah State territory, handed off to Peterson. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, and scoots all the way down to the 30-yard line. And just didn't seem like he was more than maybe a foot off the ground.
No, he looks like he's going to go down maybe at the 36 and then at the 33, and then he ends up down at the 30. Just a great run. Now, that was an out he broke. It was almost like he was running off tackle. And that's really good when you read things that well that you take what you can get, and that was an option kind of a play, and he hit it off basically off right tackle. Usually it's off right guard or left guard.
9 yards on the pickup from Adrian Peterson. He's getting close to 100 yards already here in the second quarter for the evening. Fake to him this time. Revere's in big trouble trying to get away from a man. Now he's going to circle back to the left. Needs a blocker. Trying to head it back. He does. 25. Revere to the 20. JR scoots down. First down at the 19-yard line.
Boy, he was in deep trouble over here. They tried to run the counter option. He was in deep trouble and somehow or another reversed his field. Caused a couple of guys to miss. Had a good crackback block, I believe, by the center that time. Not crackback. He was just waiting for him. But then trying to dodge the guy, he went down. He slid down. I think he was actually trying to make a cut, and he was going full speed and slid in there for the first down inside of the 20 at the 19. And it's timeout.
Timeout taken by Savannah State. 7:48 to go in the half. Eagles up 28-6. We'll break 60 seconds for little words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Remember the good old days when everybody knew everybody else? Businesses were friendly, and helping out your neighbor wasn't a rarity, but an everyday occurrence. Well, there's one place where those qualities haven't changed much over the years. It's Farmers and Merchants Bank. We're Statesboro's only locally owned bank. So you can count on us for homegrown products and advice, local decision-making, and familiar-friendly faces. It's this kind of customer service and support that sets us apart from those other banks in town. And it's not just something we talk about on the radio. It's something you'll experience for yourself the moment you walk through our doors. We're here to help you get the most out of life in Statesboro. Farmers and Merchants Bank. You can depend on us. Main Street, College Plaza, and Brooklyn. Come see us real soon.
All right, first down, Georgia Southern after the timeout taken by Savannah State, the second they have taken on the defensive side tonight. First down call, fake again, look out, JR, he gets hit as he throws, the ball's knocked loose. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. Incomplete pass that time, as Revere's arm was hit just about the time he was letting the ball go.
Now, the rule is on a pass like that, when a guy gets hit from behind, is he has to have forward motion with his arm, regardless of where the ball goes. And that was very close, wasn't it? I think it was called correctly, but it was very close. They got clean to the quarterback. And the other thing that didn't look very good is it was supposed to be a play-action pass, and the fullback did not carry out his fake very well.
Second and 10 at the 19 of Savannah State. 7:42 still to go in a long first half. Eagles up big. Handed off inside. Peterson breaks away. Adrian's going to score. Touchdown, Adrian Peterson. 19 yards. Just crack a hole. Nobody home. He walks into the end zone. He's got over 100 yards rushing for the evening. And with 7:36 to go in the half, it is now Georgia Southern 34 and Savannah State 6.
And this is what I wish all of our Georgia Southern fans could recognize, and that is that that was a great offensive play by the offensive line and the fakers, the other guys. There was no, he ran into a hole that time. He did get hit on the heel, and but it was just a great play by the team.
Again, flags down all over the place. Looked like Savannah State was jumping across.
And I'm sure that Peterson knows that and will let them know what a great job they did blocking.
We again wait the signal here of our Southern Conference referee. At this time, there was procedure against Georgia Southern. By the way, today, Lewis Ivory in Furman's loss to Wyoming, 20-14, had 19 carries, 136 yards, averages 7.2 yards a carry, had one touchdown, one fumble. He is, of course, the defending Peyton Award winner from last year. And everybody's going to watch everybody's numbers each kick. Now the kick must go from 5 yards further out, and the kick's no good.
He missed it to the left.
So Shelton misses the kick. Timeout on the field. 7:36 to go in the first half. Georgia Southern 34, Savannah State 6. We have time for a 60-second local break on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
You say your car won't start. Don't worry about a thing. And when you need new tires, trust the Goodyear name. Call locally owned University Tire and Service Center. When you want it done right,
University Tire.
Satisfaction guaranteed,
University Tire.
Your complete auto and tire center. Wheel to wheel, we do it better. University Tire and Service Center.
The clothes you wear cost money. To get the most from your investment, invest in quality care. Ideal Cleaners gives your clothes the care they need, professional care. The quality cleaning they do, it makes your clothes last longer, retain their shape and color longer, too. So for your clothing investment, invest at Ideal Cleaners for the professional service you and your clothes deserve. Go by and see them today. Ideal Cleaners, located Northside Drive in Statesboro.
So the Eagles explode now into a 34-6 lead. Still midway here in the second quarter of the football game. Adrian Peterson now over 100 yards rushing for the night. 113 keeps his record intact. He has rushed for 100 yards or more in every college football game that he has participated in. This is number 44. Here is Scott Shelton's kickoff. It's a high one, not quite as deep. Taking it to 3, to the 10, to the 15. A good stutter step. 20, 25, and all the way up to about the 26-yard line.
It was a good bit shorter that time, but as you called it, it was higher. So the coverage really wasn't that bad. This kid is a great returner. He's got great speed and great balance. And he just kind of made his way from the 20 all the way out to the 26, maybe 26 and a half yard line. A very good return. He took that at about the 4, wouldn't you say?
Savannah State was up 6-0. They've hurt themselves. And Georgia Southern big plays. All of a sudden, they're down 34-6. See if they hang in there. Stay in that shotgun. Two receivers each side of the field. One back next to the quarterback. And he is back playing quarterback again. Going to throw a quick pass. Got a receiver open. And he makes the catch up at the 33-yard line.
Now, the problem with this, when they took twins right and left, is on one side of the field, they have to take the safety in the corner to cover it. Because they do not want that linebacker to have to go out there and cover that guy. And on the strong side, of course, they're able to have two defenders that ought to be outside. But right now, the linebacker is off to the left. He was on the line of scrimmage a few minutes ago. There's no safety, no center field safety. Now they backed him back there.
Going to run it up the middle this time and bang for a first down. Again, a little deception that time, a little bit of that draw as they get Alvin Cummings in the action and they get a first down.
It's what you'd normally call a lead draw, except they don't have a fullback. And he came back off, I guess you'd call it left tackle, like a shot. And that was a good run. He ran real low, real fast. He's a strong runner. First down.
A huge, huge crowd. This one's one of those nights you wait to see that because people have been pouring in. Some leaving early now, too. Some of the students on the side there. With the score 34-6, and it's a warm night out there. First down, direct snap. Keeps it himself. And a fight to the 40. Spin outside. Can we contain? Nice hard run that time from quarterback Jermaine Brooks.
Outstanding run. Now, that's their option play. They pulled the right guard. I hadn't noticed that before now. But he was right there with him, and the quarterback just elected to go back against the grain and dodged a couple of people and actually ended up making a good 6 yards out of it. It's second down and 4. The kid is a great player. He's got great balance, and he's got good vision.
Second down and about 6. Shotgun for Brooks. Gets the snap. Looks to throw. Ball batted down before he could get it away there. Boy, oh boy, we had great pressure.
Boy, did he get the ball up to pass it?
He tried to throw the football, but it got batted right back in his face as Kevin Hurd, the linebacker, the sophomore from LaGrange, came up there and batted the ball right back at him.
Boy, we were right in his face from the very goal. So the blitzes that have been called by the coaches have been come at perfect times. It just came absolutely clean, just like the play down on the goal line earlier.
Third down. They need about 4. Snap back. Brooks looks. Now going to run. Trying to get the first down. Has it. And more. Across midfield. He's in Georgia Southern territory up the Eagle 47-yard line. And somebody shaken up and also a late flag.
Boy, the quarterback, you just can't say too much about him. He's back to pass. Everybody's covered.
Personal foul on Georgia Southern.
He elects to go up the field and makes a great run. Enough for a first down. Now this is going to add 15 to it.
I want to thank our friends again from the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau for being part of the Georgia Southern Games. Some dates to remember that are upcoming here. The Portal Turpentine Festival in Portal, Georgia, September the 29th. And the Kiwanis Ogeechee Fair coming up the week of October the 8th through 13th. If your group wants to plan an activity in Statesboro, contact the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Toll free 1-800-568-3301. The Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau is waiting to serve your group. We'll be reminding you of all the activities coming up throughout the year. First down following the 15-yard walk-off all the way down to the 32 of Georgia Southern. This time they try to bang it straight ahead and breaking one tackle and coming inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line goes Carl Williams, little smaller guy. At 5'7", 175 pounds, Williams is a sophomore from Atlanta.
Now, that's a different set than we've seen. They had a flank on the right, but they had a tight end, so they had guard tackling in, and they ran straight up the field, and that's a lot of beef in there, and they blocked well. He got 2 yards, but he looked like he really was shot out of a cannon.
Second down and about 7. Inside the 30, faking. Brooks still has it. Lobs the pass. Left corner of the end zone. It's going to be tipped away at the last second. Looked like David Young got turned around at first.
He sure did, and he just stuck his hand out and hit the ball. Boy, that is fortunate for him. I can imagine what the coaches would be saying to him had he not got that hand up. He really got out of st- step with where the ball was. He stuck his right hand out, kind of running a kind of an arc with the guy open in the end zone, and deflected the ball out of there. Because what you'd like to say is that's just a great play. And in addition to that, we had some great good fortune.
Third down coming up for the Savannah State Tigers. And timeout's going to be taken first. I want to thank our friends again from State Farm Insurance as being part of the Georgia Southern Sports Network again this year, and thank some of our agents who are back to support the Eagles, including Darlene Anthony on West Ogeechee Street in Sylvania, Jimmy Anthony, Northside Drive in Statesboro, William Bennett, Washington Road in Evans, Georgia, Robert Curtis, the Oglethorpe Highway in Hinesville, Georgia, Philip Gay, Louisiana Avenue in Soperton, Georgia, and Daryl Hutchison, Augusta Road in Garden City. We thank our agents again for helping make Georgia Southern football possible throughout the state this year. And this year, our largest number of affiliates in recent years. We've added some new stations. We're happy to have with us again. Stay tuned with us at halftime. Bill Price will have a halftime guest. We'll be talking soccer with the Georgia Southern men's soccer coach, Kevin Chambers. That'll be coming up at the half. And don't forget to stay tuned locally after the game tonight for the scoreboard show originating from Archibald's Restaurant and Tavern on South Main Street in Statesboro. That's locally tonight on FM 100 after the game tonight. So Savannah State has used their final timeout here in the first half on a big third down and seven from the 29-yard line of Georgia Southern. Brooks, snap to him. Nope, it's not Brooks. They're going to throw it to Brooks. He catches the ball, drops the ball. It's loose on the ground. They dive on top, and let's see who got it. I thought at first Savannah State had the ball. The Eagles, of course, are pointing, but I thought I saw an orange clad guy come up with the football. Let's see. Doe won it first anyway. Whether he held on to it, the officials will let us know. It is Savannah State recovering. So the catch was made by Jermaine Brooks on the throw from Spencer.
And that was a different thing then. That was supposed to be a screen. And the tight end then went downfield as a blocker from the inside out. The play was set up awful good. He just fumbled the ball up in the air, it looked like, didn't it?
Fourth down and four. They're obviously going to go for it. And Spencer stays in as the quarterback. Direct snap back to him. Rushes on. Spencer being chased. Throws it into traffic. It's up in the air, and it is knocked away. Incomplete. Georgia Southern had several guys back there, and they finally tip it away.
Boy, they did have some great opportunities that time, but they were in great position. The first thing that happened, I think, was that Deion Strokes was the one that deflected the ball, and I guess it was Derek Cooper that almost intercepted it, but it was good, great pressure on the quarterback. He sprinted all to the far sideline and had to throw back across the field.
All right, 3:54 still to go in the first half, 34-6, Georgia Southern leading as the offense comes back onto the field. And we see coming in as a slot back, number 36, the freshman Kevin Davis, who has a lot of speed. And a flank, a wide receiver near side of the field, Carl Kearney, missed all last season with an injury. Revere fakes inside. He may want to throw it deep over the middle for Davis. He cannot catch up to it. Had him open. Incomplete.
Boy, well, that was a great call. Now, that's something planned, I'm sure, by the coach. He saw what was happening in the secondary. They are not really very fast down the middle. As a matter of fact, it was a pretty good mismatch as far as speed goes. He did outrun the guy that was trying to cover him, and the ball was not thrown to him, obviously. It would have been a walk-in touchdown.
So it is second down and 10. Again, from the 26-yard line. Revere will keep it on the corner himself. Did pitch the ball and gets just a yard or so. Looked like he was going to toss it back to Mark Myers. He kept it himself and gets a very short gain to about the 29-yard line. We have somebody shaken up from Savannah State, one of their deep secondary guys. Free safety Lavelle Teague, number 5, was down, but he's up now. He'll have to leave. I believe if they stop play for you, you have to come out for a play, and so he will trot off the field. We'll get a replacement in for him.
I think Mark thought he should have gotten a pitch in. As a matter of fact, The quarterback made exactly the right read. Had he pitched it, the guy would have been all over him, and he elected to keep, which is fine. By the way, in this offense, you don't ever talk about the quarterback making mistakes. The only mistake he makes is if he pitches it out there and it's wrong.
T.J. Anderson, number 28, the freshman from Lithonia, checks in. Third down and 8, Georgia Southern. All
fumble.
Kind of movement there as the ball gets...
It was a quick snap, I believe. It was a fumble between them. I believe the ball was snapped too quick.
Half the team wasn't ready to go. Georgia Southern thought they would have at least been called for procedure. Instead, no penalty flag. And so Georgia Southern will have to kick the ball back. And we'll get a different punter this time for Georgia Southern also.
There's too many guys out there on defense, I think.
The kick to the far side will take a Savannah State roll, knocked down loose. It's at the 38-yard line of Savannah State. That's Sean Holland punting for the first time tonight, Hugh.
38 yards, Nate.
Had a little bit of a breeze that has picked up finally here tonight. Savannah State gets it back.
He says not, but I thought I counted 12, and that doesn't make any difference now. The play's over. And because Hugh is can count better. You are counted, right?
Halfway.
2:32 to go, first half, 34-6, Georgia Southern. Coach Johnson not happy with one of his best players, Charles Clark, who came off the field. The center blame for that one. It's bad when he doesn't have the right count, though, isn't it?
It is. He snapped it too early is exactly what happened.
He won't make many mistakes like that. Direct snap back here. Quick throw by Brooks. It's caught on the near sideline and being pushed out of bounds.
Boy, that's what you love right there. Completed pass for 0 yards.
So threw the pass out in the flat, but not a whole lot to talk about there as Johnson makes the reception and David Young knocks him out at the 38.
They had trips over here, and it did look to me like the sick guy would have been open. But they elected to throw wide, and there was great coverage and a good tackle. Now there's two receivers right, two left, two backs, quarterback and a possible running back.
Second down play. Now they're trying to run the ball. He stays home and doesn't go too far once again as they try Carl Williams. The Eagles defense very quick.
Now that's
come in there and bring him down, and that's exactly what they did. And that's Derek Butler, number 43. This is a true freshman. We have, I think, maybe two true freshmen that'll be out there tonight. Rick Butler is one of them, number 43, out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. He's made a very big impression on this team.
Well, that was a draw play, and they played it perfect. It is third down and a little more than 10 to go.
Back to throw it. Looking right side. Ball is thrown, and a catch is made just enough for a first down. Threw it right in a little bit of a seam there to Paul Moore, number 85, on the wide side. And the big thing is Savannah State gets to keep the ball.
It was sort of a slant pattern, and Kevin Hurd looks like he made a tremendous effort to get out there. He's a linebacker. He was right on top of it, been sprinting to get there, but it was a perfect throw and catch for a first down. That was just barely enough, wasn't it? But that was a good throw, by the way. It was right on line and right on target.
Ball sitting at midfield. Savannah State trying to make some noise here. They scored first today and led early 6-0. It's now 34-6. Brooks waiting for the snap, gets it back to him, looking to throw it. Left sideline, the throw is caught very nicely. Boy, he threw that ball a long way to come out of the field and hit Johnson inside the 40 down to the Georgia Southern 39.
That was a well-run pattern then. Up until right now, I don't think the patterns have been distinct. They've sort of slide into the thing. But now with three players, you put two deep, or one slanting and one going out and one deep, and that's what they're doing now, mixing it up. And they're getting people open. Our cornerbacks are playing almost 9 yards off of their intended receivers. The linebacker who's out there covering one of them has come back to the inside now like he's going to blitz, and he is.
Summers to throw it, zips it over the middle, and it is broken up.
Boy, that is
good
a great
coverage.
Hit.
That was Young that time. We've got another Young here, a freshman from Tampa, Florida, James Young, who stepped in there that time and basically separated the ball from the receiver. That was a pretty good throw also.
Boy, Mario Spencer, who is the backup quarterback, 6'1", 205, he's a junior. He can really throw the football. That was right on target, but the hit was perfect. And you say he's a what? a freshman?
Another freshman. A lot of freshmen out there tonight.
Boy, that is a great tackle. Great read of where the ball was.
Spencer looking to throw. Stops at the line of scrimmage. Now going to try to get a block and come out to the right side. Has a man wide open at the 30-yard line, and he gets pushed out of bounds at the Georgia Southern 26-yard line. Savannah State is threatening here late in this first half.
That's really outstanding, but with all that running around, actually they did have an ineligible receiver downfield, number 61, by about 8 or 10 yards. But with all that bouncing around, I don't know how anybody would count anything. And then he found the receiver. And so from the quarterback perspective, it was a great play. And the receiver never did quit either. And so it's first down. They got a drive going here.
First down at the 26 of Georgia Southern.
They got two backs, twins left, single receiver to the right.
Looking to throw it left side. Throws it short. It's tipped and almost intercepted. Dreek Cooper, number 23. The little guy is 5'7". The senior from Powder Springs got his hand on it there and couldn't quite hold on.
See, they had a tight end that time, and, boy, he is really upset. He's put his hands on his hips to the sideline. He actually went straight up the field. The two wideouts over here, who we've been throwing to mostly. But he was open. They could come right back to it. His number is 18. He was lined up as a tight end, and that's only the second time that I've seen a tight end go into a pattern.
That's Mario Belton, number 18. Second and 10. 40 seconds remaining here in the first half at the Eagle 26-yard line. Again, back to throw it. Zipping it left side. It's hung up, and it's intercepted. Georgia Southern at the 15. David Young cuts it back at the middle of the field, 25. Looking to block at the 30. Down he goes at the 34-yard line as David Young picks off his first pass of the season. So Georgia Southern has it back with 27 seconds remaining here in the first half.
And by the way, the tight end stayed in the block that time, and he's the guy that did not make a good block, and the person he was trying to block actually was the cause of that very poorly thrown football.
Let's see what the Eagles do with 27 seconds and a couple of timeouts remaining here on the first half, up 34-6. Peterson's still out there. Revere is at the quarterback position. On first down, JR's back to throw it. Looking. Going to go to the near sideline, and it is almost picked off. They had very good coverage on the play as Kelvin Cohn, number 3, was all over Jesse McMillan.
Boy, now he just held the ball way too long and actually faked the ball twice like he was throwing it and threw it the third time. And there was as many white shirts over here as there were blue shirts. And that don't work too good when the ball is not right on time. But no interception, just incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10, and we got 20 seconds to play for the half.
Revere, straight back drop. Looking, going to go deep over the middle. Got a man, Mark Myers, can't get the ball. No interference call. Some of the crowd thought he might have been bumped into.
I kind of was one of the crowd. But it was a good play, I guess, defensively. The thing that is strange here now is that I just saw something that I guess maybe people don't think he can do. I just saw Peterson make a great block protecting the passer. And the passer then walked up into the pocket. We don't see that happen very much in this offense. And he rifled the ball down the field, a very, very strong thrown ball. It was firm, and of course we didn't get it.
Third down and 10. 14 seconds to go. So you try Peterson. Breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle, goes to the 45, to the 47. He has a first down that will stop the clock for a moment here with 5 seconds.
I tell you what, it's third down, 10.5 yards. The guy runs off tackle, makes the first down. You have to say he is a pretty good player.
And somebody's slow getting up on the defensive front for Savannah State as Anthony Bacon, the linebacker, gets up a little slow. And Georgia Southern will take a timeout here.
And so why don't we say, you folks that are listening to us, you need to come over here and watch this guy run.
Next Saturday, it's an early start, 12 noon. For the kickoff next Saturday, Anna, we'll be on the air on the network at 11:30. Stations next Saturday will be on the air locally in Statesboro on FM 100 WMCD with the tailgate show beginning early, 10 a.m. next Saturday morning against the Delaware Blue Hens. It's very rare that you see a team late in December like we did and get to face them again early this year.
And that changed from 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock as a TV reason, I think. Yeah. I was thinking it was because we wanted to get them in the hot sun, but not that. Hey, you know, as much fun as we have doing this, there ought to be more people here enjoying it with us. You can hear the crowd tonight. What a crowd.
Five seconds remaining here in the first half of this football game. And the official stopping play again. And I think everybody was told, I guess, about Adrian Peterson's numbers tonight, Hugh, right?
I think that's right, yeah.
Right now, his total?
15 carries, 127 yards.
What are they going to do, Nate?
With 5 seconds?
Yeah.
He's probably going to throw the ball here.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you score now, though, you really get criticized by the visitors.
We're not finished scoring probably tonight. Revere's back to throw, pumping one way. Looking deep, going down the far sideline. Kearney's out of bounds. He actually winds up catching the ball at the half ends, but he is out of bounds.
Great concentration, then. He was out of bounds.
We have come to halftime here at Paulson Stadium with your score at the half. The Georgia Southern Eagles, 34, and the Savannah State Tigers, 6. Back with halftime activity. It's the end of the first half after we break for network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you...
All right, back with you here at Paulson Stadium. Nate Hirsch and the crew getting ready for the start of the second half. And, of course, Savannah State won the toss today and elected to get the ball to start the game. So, obviously, Georgia Southern will be receiving to start things here in the third quarter. Let me check some more scores for you on the Coca-Cola scoreboard. Games going on tonight. The Citadel has finally scored a touchdown. It's Georgia Tech 35 and the Citadel 7 with just 4 minutes to go in that game in Atlanta. Florida leading Marshall 21-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Alabama 7, UCLA nothing. That is early in the second quarter. LSU leads Tulane 7-3. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Big game out west, Oregon 3, Wisconsin nothing in the first quarter. And the big game at Penn State tonight, a lot of emotion in that game with the youngster coming back who was injured last year. Miami of Florida leading Penn State 3-0, middle of the first quarter. Tonight, Appalachian State leads Lipp 33-7 at the half. Let me tell you something. Appalachian, the Furmans and the Woffords we're going to see in a few weeks and a few others are ready to go this year for a big year.
And they have, you know, traditionally they've been that way too. They had great years last year.
Short kick. It's bobbled around. Somebody better dive on the football. It was still loose and finally fallen on at about the 17, 18-yard line as the Eagles did not handle that short kickoff well at all.
Well, they had four or five guys reaching down like they was going to see who was going to pick it up. That's really dangerous. It almost away from them, but they did get the ball back. If they'd have been able to field it right away, they could have gained a few yards.
All right, so the first unit still back out there. J.R. Revere playing on his birthday today. Adrian Peterson still in the ball game as the fullback. Eagles start backed up at their 18-yard line. First down play. Revere going to toss on the corner to Mark Myers at the 20, 25. Myers comes up field, has a first down as he comes up near the 29-yard line of Georgia Southern.
See, that's an excellent play. He took the pitch. He did not try to cut back because he had guys out there in front of him trying to help. And so he slanted. He made a slant kind of a run and gained enough for the first down going out of bounds, which was very smart. If he tried to slow down, he might have slipped. Somebody could have come inside out on him. He outran the corner. Good blocking by the wide out that time.
First down, Georgia Southern. Mark Myers been kind of quiet tonight, Hugh, hasn't he?
That's his first carry, Nate.
Here's a handoff. Peterson breaks a tackle. Adrian, 40, 45, 50, across the midfield stripe. And he's into Savannah State territory. 20-plus yards on that carry for Adrian Peterson.
Boy, the center for Georgia Southern then just made a fantastic play. The center can't, I guess, be offside, but he came across the line and got a linebacker. And that's right where they were running. And then Peterson looked like he was gone, and except for one guy. And when he tried to cut on him, they collided, and he makes a big run again.
T.J. Anderson, the freshman, number 28, checks in. They're trying to get a lot of different people in line up here early on. And we're very early in the third quarter. Revere fakes inside. He still has the ball, needs to throw it away.
Oh, my goodness.
And he just throws it up for grabs.
Thank goodness.
Almost got it in the first row of the seats.
Boy, howdy, I was scared it was just a lob thing, but like you say, that's into the stands. But now that's the difference in having second and 10, and he was at the 40-yard line when he got rid of the ball. And had he been tackled or had the ball come loose or something, that would have been a second down and 20. Thank you.
So it is a second down at the 49-yard line of Savannah State. Tech is a game is a final now. They beat the Citadel 35-7. Second down from the 49-yard line. Revere looking in all kind of traffic. Zips the throw. Hits one of his up people there. Davis breaks a tackle. First down. And he steps out of bounds. Watch this youngster here. They like him. A freshman. Kevin Davis, 5'9", 174.
Now, Davis had a lot of poise then because he was open for a long time. But instead of getting out of that lane, he hung in there. And then when the ball was thrown, he went to it. He broke a tackle and went up the field for the first down.
So it's first down, Georgia Southern, at the 37-and-a-half-yard line of Savannah State. Following the pass completion. Big, big crowd. We haven't got the numbers yet. Revere will follow some blocking, step over a man, and take the 4 or 5 yards that he can get as he dives down to the 32-yard line.
Now, one of the things that's helping the running game so much and the passing game right now is they're in a four-man front. They're three linebackers, but the three linebackers are lined up unusually deep. When I say that, I mean that they're at least 5 yards back, the middle linebacker is, from where the ball is. And so even though that means you can read a little better, that means you're going to be a little late getting there, too. So right now, the middle linebacker is about 4.5 yards deep.
Second and five. Going to try Peterson, slants to the left side, and gets just a couple this time from the 32. He gets two to about the 30-yard line as the defense converges that time. Curtis Jameson, number 37, a linebacker, a freshman, stepped up in there for Savannah State.
Now, that is the counter trap, I guess. And when he reverses and hands to the fullback, sometimes that is a huge play. That time it didn't get a whole lot, but it's now third down and a little less than three. This becomes, again, the key play of the drive. You've got to make this.
Ball resting on the near side hash mark at the 30-yard line of the Tigers. Motion behind the play. Revere starts one way. Now has to fight back upfield. Dives forward, and he's very close to the first down marker. As he goes inside the 27-yard line, he should have it.
Yes, he made it. And I tell you what, now you're talking about a remarkable run. He's running the counter. That means he reverses. There's nothing there. And he went, I think, 360, went back the opposite direction, squared up and up the field. Now, that's a senior quarterback for you. Instead of having a big play that loses ground, he puts it out there enough for the first down. Fantastic play, even though it's short yardage.
Ball resting inside the 27 of Savannah State. Two wideouts right side of the field. Motion starts behind the play. Revere wants to throw. Being chased. Look out, AR. Runs around to the right side now. May want to keep the ball. Cuts it upfield. Breaks one tackle and goes inside the 20-yard line. Made a nice run out of that play.
Boy, he did. At the 30-yard line was where he decided that he would run. And when he turned up, I didn't really believe that he could accelerate like that, but he squared up and just drove straight down the field and made a little over 8 yards out of it. And I want to mention again that number three, the guy that runs the football so far, made a great block and stood with it and stayed with it and put the guy finally on the ground. He was pass protecting and hung in there until the guy was down. I assume it was a linebacker.
Second and two, the gain is 8. Inside the 20, Tri Peterson bangs inside, has the quick first down to the 15-yard line. As he does that, let's get a station break in right now as we'll pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Read all the stats of today's game in tomorrow's Statesboro Herald. This is the home of the Eagles, FM 100 WM Statesboro, Georgia.
Georgia Southern taking the opening drive here of the second half. They started this drive, backed up at their 18-yard line. They've got it first down at the 15-yard line of Savannah State. Revere, keeping it himself, gets a late pitch outside to Edmund Coley. He's trying to break a tackle. He cannot get away. And the play winds up losing about 2 or 3 yards.
Now, you just have to say it. That's terrible execution of what they're trying to do. It's a counter option. He reverses, comes way off the line. He gets locked up. And by the time he makes the pitch, it's a backward pitch. And you just can't afford to lose yardage when you get down that close. That was not a good play, and it was nothing that the runner could do. Once he got the ball, there were people all over him.
Loss of a couple. It's second down and about 12.
Quarterback has to stay on the line of scrimmage with a play like that.
Revere spins one way. He will now pitch it to Peterson. Lays it out there for him. 15, 10. Adrian cutting back inside the 5-yard line. Has it first and goal, Georgia Southern.
There's a hurt. There's an injured player down there, number 7 for them, that they're on about the 7-yard line. He gets up, but that's where the tackle we thought was going to be made. Guess where the ball is? It's down there about the 3. I mean, he's just a great runner. I mean, we keep saying it. And that time now, they came back with a play that they busted a few minutes ago, ran it a little better, obviously got a good pitch. And, of course, the pitch to Peterson is fantastic. The guy, ain't no telling what he's going to do.
First and goal, Georgia Southern knocking on the door at the 4-yard line of Savannah State. First down play, they'll give to Peterson. He bangs off one man, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Adrian Peterson, as he goes in from 4 yards up. Just bounced off one man and knocks himself into the end zone as he goes the other 3 yards. And Georgia Southern scores on their first series here in the third quarter with 10:06 to go in the third quarter. It's Georgia Southern 40, Savannah State 6.
And a great offensive charge then by the offensive line. They certainly did a great job again. And we got a late guy getting into the play. We've got some confusion going on. It is the first night, first game. They shift back into the extra point field position.
And somebody hobbling off for the first time tonight. Extra point is up by Shelton.
Great kick.
And it is good. Eagles lead it 41-6 early in the third. We'll break 60 seconds for network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Choosing the right car is hard. Choosing the right car insurance company is easy. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust your local State Farm agent for dependable, affordable protection with the good neighbor service you deserve. You spend a lot of time searching for the perfect car, so don't insure it with just any insurance company. Help protect your investment and get the service you want with car insurance from State Farm Insurance. Choose State Farm for your car insurance. See your local State Farm agent.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, Nate Hurst back with the crew. Adrian Peterson now has surpassed Herschel Walker. He is the all-time leading rusher in the state of Georgia. Walker's total was 5,259 yards. That counts only regular season games. No playoff games or bowl games are counted in that. The kickoff is short this time to the 15, taken at the 20, and down he goes, coming outside to the 21-yard line. Let me go down to Sandy. We've got maybe an injury update.
Leonard Daggett is our injured Eagle. His foot was already wrapped. It's his left foot. The ankle and foot was already wrapped. He was hobbling off. They're working on him right now. They took the shoe off, so I'll get an update in just a minute exactly what his injury is.
Redshirt freshmen are counting on this year to play a lot at the guard position on the offensive line.
And Kara just made a great tackle on that kickoff. He's 5'11", 197-pound sophomore from LaGrange.
Eric McIntyre, number 70, in at nose tackle now at first down. Savannah State has the quarterback behind the center. And they'll hand it off and run the play and not going anywhere as Freddie Pasquetta says hello to Alvin Cummings.
And if you remember earlier in the first half, they ran that play where they ran a trap and got huge yardage out of it. This time they run the same play, the left guard pulls, but it looks like they didn't get, if they got anything, they got maybe a foot. Maybe they didn't get that. It looks like it's second and 10.
And Cummings is hobbling now, trying to get off the field. He really ought to get the officials' attention.
They have to let him off.
Right. They're going to get somebody in to replace him in the backfield.
Officials should have recognized that a lot quicker than that. But now they're starting to play and starting the clock back.
41-6, Georgia Southern leading. 9:15 to go here, third quarter. Second and 10 for the Tigers. Now back in the shotgun. Taking a long time here, but they restarted the 25-second clock, so they've still got time. Direct snap, quick throw, left side. It's caught. Georgia Southern right there to bring him down. Dreek Cooper, number 23, got right down there where you want to get him around the ankles and make sure he goes down.
Hendrick is 5'7", 160-pound senior, and this is one of those explosive things. He just, I mean, he drove out there like he was a rocket.
You remember last year we got some people hurt, and he had to play at the end of the season in the secondary a little more.
And that has helped him, and he just made a great open field tackle.
All right, it's third down for Savannah State. That play actually gets nothing. It's third and 11. They're at the 24-yard line. Direct snap back in the shotgun. Rush is on, trying to get away. He's not going to get away. Jamar Jones is there. And there's a sack.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that guy's playing a great football game. I watched him a little earlier warming up. The guy is 6'2". He's 230 pounds. He is a senior. But he's playing like one. He just looked great. I mean, he's a fine physical specimen. That's a huge play. I mean, the quarterback has been so quick that he's been able to get away from people. And he ran him down.
So Savannah State now forced to punt. The kicker is standing in the end zone. Gets the snap back. Here comes the rush. He just got it away. And it's a high floater. Kevin Davis says, I want to make a fair catch. And he will do so.
They're going to call him being too close, and I didn't think he was, but they're going to call it.
At the 48-yard line of Georgia Southern, let us see. What did he get, about 40 yards or so here?
39 yards.
39 yards on the kick. Now we'll see if the defender from Savannah State was too close, or was he pushed?
No, it was. That's what it was. It was
too close. Cost 5 yards.
I don't like the play. I don't like the call, but that is the rule. And it looked to me like he was safe, and I thought he was away from the guy. But when the ball is a short kick ball, if you're covering, you're really under deep pressure to know where the ball is, and it's hard to do. The guy really had good coverage, and, of course, it's only a five-yard penalty, isn't it?
That's all it is. It brings the ball to the 46-yard line of Savannah State.
That's the only thing that helps about that penalty. It's not a big one.
And let's see how long you keep in some of the first unit guys.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at this. Are you?
No. Revere and Peterson are still out there. There was too much trash talking going on during the week. Here's a flip back to Peterson. He's trying to get around him, and he stiff arms him, knocks him down, goes to the 45, goes up to 40, and he's inside of the 36-yard line. Adrian keeps going.
You can't do that, but boy, what a stiff arm. You don't see stiff arms much. He stiff armed a guy and knocked him down on his back. Should have been tackled right after that. But then when he made the first down, they tackled him. That's about the way you'd have to call the play, wouldn't it?
That's exactly what happened. As he gets close to 200 yards tonight. What do we have him at right now, Hugh, after that run?
21 carries, 180 yards.
180, so he needs 20 more yards to go over 200 tonight. Only 35 yards, though, to score a touchdown this time. First down and 10. Starting one way, Revere now in trouble. He's going to get hit and goes down at the 35. Let's go down to Sandy, see if we can get that injury update. Sandy?
Daggett has a sprained left ankle. They have wrapped him up in ice, and he will be out. They've got it elevated. Also, Adrian does have tape on his leg, but it's just a band-aid. He got a little skin up, and so for the blood precaution that the NCAA has on him, they had to tape up his leg, but that's just a band-aid.
Well, I'm glad you told us. I hadn't even noticed that, and that's kind of scary because that is the rule. If you're bleeding, you can't play unless it's, you know, stopped some way.
No gain on the play by J.R. Ball at the 35, second and 10. Revere keeps it himself, and this time another excellent defensive play from Savannah State as they came from the rush side on the outside with linebacker Demetric Bradley, and he did a great job. He was right there on Revere before he could pivot and do anything. A loss on the play.
Well, he is really quick now. He's 5'10", 195, and he made a tremendous move into the backfield and made a sure tackle. That's the play. It's third down and 11. The score, by the way, is 41-6, and we still got about 6 minutes to play in
the third quarter. Few folks have milled around and left, but not many. Almost got started too soon. Revere keeps it, pitches it late. Comes outside of the 30, 25, and inside the ball drop, picked up again. It'll be a first down, Georgia Southern. T.J. Anderson, another one of the youngsters. They're very high on.
Just a great decision by the quarterback. He kept the ball to the absolute last second, broke up the field, put his numbers straight to the goal line, and then made the pitch. And the pitch sort of floated, but it was right on the mark. And he did the smart thing. He didn't try to outrun the corner. He broke straight down the field. First down, inside the 20, about the 18.
First down play. Revere looking to throw. Going to lob the pass to the right corner. Man is there. It's overthrown. Trying to go deep, deep down the right sideline for Carl Kearney.
Now, I really like that. I mean, he floated the ball out there, but it was overthrown. And number 80 did get behind the defensive cornerback. And when you're in the end zone like that, if the ball is overthrown and the guy then that has the opportunity is only the offensive guy, and of course he couldn't quite get it. But I like some of the things that he's doing throwing the football. He's got a strong arm. It's obvious that his arm is very, I believe, stronger than we noticed it last year.
Second down, Revere spinning on the right side, going to toss in the corner to Davis. Davis coming outside, get those down near the 12-yard line.
Boy, that's really good speed on the part of the Savannah State team. His name is Sanders, and he's a 6-foot, 202 guy, and he made a good play from the inside out to keep that from maybe being a touchdown. We gained maybe, what, 3 yards on the play? 3 or 4 at the most.
So it's third down.
About 3, a little less than 3.
Ball resting at about the 11. We'll say it's third down and a short 3, just inside the 9-yard line. So what do? You give it to Peterson. He breaks a tackle. Touchdown again for Adrian Peterson. Once he gets to the line of scrimmage, there is absolutely nobody there. And he has gone in from 11 yards out. And with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter, Georgia Southern now has a 47-6 lead.
And let's point out again that on 2 touchdowns, the offensive line have just eliminated anybody. It's been great plays, and fullbacks off tackle instead of off guard and just clean into the end zone. Just a great, great team effort that time by the left side of the offensive line.
Shelton's extra point is up, and it is good. 48-6, Georgia Southern leading. 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Brian, what do you think you're doing?
I'm putting money on the street. That's what you told me to do.
Well, this is supposed to be a title pawn, not a title giveaway.
Yeah, but look at all the folks we're helping.
I know, but it's not a title.
Steve, listen, we're just putting money on the street. We're going to give them a little money. They're going to bring us their title. Hey, they'll pay us back.
You promise they'll pay us back?
I'm sure they'll pay us back. This ain't the first title pawn I've opened up and run in this town.
Man, you are the man. That's what I heard.
Easy pay.
High five.
Woo!
Easy pay. Inside Auto Outlet on Northside Drive in Statesboro.
Statesboro's newest dining experience is Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, offering steaks cooked over real mesquite wood, oyster balls, low country boil, and crab legs. Oh man, it will make your mouth water. So treat yourself to Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, located on Georgia Avenue and University Plaza in Statesboro.
We get set for another Georgia Southern kickoff. 4:35 remaining, third quarter. Eagles up 48-6 on Savannah State. Next week, Delaware's Blue Hens come in here for the rematch from the playoffs from a year ago. And boy, are they going to be smart in coming in here after getting beat Thursday night 10-7. Here's the kickoff. Comes down short at the 15-yard line. Circling back, though, and going down at the 22. He had good coverage. It was a good high kick that time.
It sure was. Well, that's a real sure tackle, too, that was made down there that time by Derek Butler. He's a linebacker. He's 6 feet, 205. He's a freshman from Orangeburg, South Carolina.
True freshman.
The guy that was with him almost made the time. He kind of arm-tackled him was Kevin Hurd. He's been on a couple of plays on the kickoff. That's good coverage.
So it's first down, Savannah State. They go back into their shotgun once again. Two receivers each side of the field. But this time they run the ball. And here comes Brooks, and he runs in to Michael Youngblood, who has visited him a couple of times tonight up close.
Yeah, that's a great play that time. A really kind of a combination shot that he took then. Number 44 was in on it also. And I tell you, there's some heavy hitting going on, and it just looks so good. And, of course, you know what kind of strikes Freddie makes. That's Pescara. He makes big hits.
Second down for Savannah State. They do gain a yard or so on the play. The ball now out to the 24-and-a-half-yard line.
You notice that all of the defensive team looks to the sideline for the signals.
Better hurry it up here. They're going to get a penalty down to 1 second. Just got the snap off in time. Big rush is on. He is going to try to throw it away. And he did the smart thing, boy. Boy, he's about to get knocked down. Georgia Southern had great pressure. Oglesby was going to come from one side. I think Corey Middlebrooks actually got closest to him. Our attendance tonight, 23,167, the fourth largest crowd in the history of Paulson Stadium. How about that?
I thought, too, it was 23,168. Did you say 167? I missed it by one. Boy, what a crowd this is, though. This is great. By the way, is there not a rule about intentional grounding, or is there such a thing as just throw it in the stands?
As long as you got somebody in the vicinity.
Well, there were a lot of people in the stands. Then.
Third down. Still need almost nine. Brooks back to throw it again. Oglesby's chasing him. Brooks wanting to throw it. Steps up and zips it. It's incomplete. Tried to come back to Damon Thomas, and he could not make the reception at the 40-yard line, and Savannah State's got a fourth down, and they've got to kick it right back again.
Boy, that's great pressure on the quarterback. That Oglesby just, you know, went, had to turn and almost make a 360-degree turn, at least a 180-degree turn to get back to rush him, and he was all over him and forced the bad pass.
So we would think the Eagles would use some new people now. Melvin Cox.
And we double-teamed the two guys of the wideout, so if it's a decent kick, you got a chance to return it.
Kicks it straight up in the air. Get out of the way. Let's see the hop here. It's bouncing down at the 38-yard line of Savannah State.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a good kick at all.
Well, how about 11 yards? That's about what, wasn't it?
That's it.
Excuse me, but I could even count to 11.
Even you can do that.
Yeah.
11 yards on the kick. He kicked it straight up in the air. And Georgia Southern's going to get a new quarterback in the ballgame now. Melvin Cox, who surprised a lot of people last year as a walk-on, still trying to find a backup for J.R. Revere, next year's starter. And Melvin right now in a battle with Chaz Williams.
That's the first time I've ever been able to call something like that Hugh didn't beat me to it.
I'm impressed.
Ain't that something?
I'm impressed. Cox. Hands up the ball off and he goes straight up the middle this time.
Now, see the mechanics that time. We got a new quarterback in there. And this kid, I believe, is going to be a player. That's Melvin Cox. As he said, 6'1", 186 pounds from Ohio.
Yep.
And when he runs the option, makes a handoff, he sprints down the line of scrimmage. And that tends to hold the secondary regardless of what anybody thinks, because the ball is hidden so much that just that little movement helps create some gaps to run into.
The fullback is number 20, Hakeem Ford. And he gets the handoff again, and he breaks out of there. And he's got a first down, and he's inside the 20-yard line. You know, this is the guy we didn't get to see in the spring game. You remember he was banged up that time. He's a redshirt freshman, had great numbers out of the Atlanta metro area. Good speed, though, at 5'11". He can really come at you.
Well, about the time he was getting tackled, the quarterback was also being occupied by a couple of guys, and that's just great faking. And by the way, this kid's got some speed. He really hit the line of scrimmage, didn't he?
So Peterson done for the night along with Joe Revere. It's first down and 10, 19-yard line. McMillan started one way and then all of a sudden stopped, and now the referee decides to throw a flag at the 25-second clock run out here.
I think the quarterback was checking off is what happened, but anyway, they got caught on that. But this quarterback that is out there right now, I think is going to be a guy that can really help Georgia Southern. I mean, he is a sophomore, but he's 6'1", and he's right at 190 pounds. He's a strong guy. As you remember, in the spring, had a very good arm. He can throw the ball. Then this fullback, with whom I have never seen, he was not at the spring, as Nate just said, and he just looks like an athlete.
That noise you're hearing, by the way, they're trying to work out tonight, having the referee mic'd so the fans can hear it here in the stadium. Melvin Cox throw it over the middle, and it is caught for a touchdown by Mark Myers, wide open in the end zone.
Well, you can't throw it better than that. And he dropped straight back, too, to throw it, and it was just a perfect pass. It was a post pattern, and he put it right on the money for a touchdown.
Touchdown to Mark Myers, 6 to go in the third quarter, and Georgia Southern now leads it 54-6. Laid it out there nicely. Another extra point try coming up here for Scott Shelton. 54-6. Some would say, why are you throwing the ball up that big? But right now, you're trying to get some new people in there to see what they can do. Ball placed down. Shelton's kick is up, and the kick is good. We have flags down again, though. Melvin Cox doing the holding this time.
Well, I don't mind going on the offensive about it now. I think now when you have people out there that you're trying to get the feel of the game, like a quarterback and a new quarterback and a new fullback, you got to play it just like the game was 0-0. These guys got to learn how to play.
It was offside against Savannah State. The extra point is good. And with 1:46 remaining here in the third quarter, it's now Georgia Southern 55 and the Savannah State Tigers 6. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Now open at Statesboro's new store, Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More, located Brandon Street across from Winn-Dixie. Specializing in scrapbooks with all the accessories you'll need, picture frames, and seasonal gifts. Just the cutest little shop in the borough. Stop in and take a look for yourself. Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More, located 601 Brandon Street across from Winn-Dixie. Now open in Statesboro. The name says it all. It's Scrapbooks, Gifts, and More.
At First National Bank and Trust, we believe that small businesses are the backbone of our local and national economy. As a recognized leader in small business lending, the First National Bank and Trust Company is experienced in making conventional as well as SBA guaranteed loans. We are small business friendly. And the First National Bank and Trust branch in Statesboro is located at 120 South Zetterauer Avenue. Call Bruce Avan or Doug Duggan at 764-6600 to discuss your small business needs. The First National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, the Eagles getting ready to kick it off once again here as Scott Shelton kicks it hot. And it comes down around the 15 of the 20, going to bring it back up the field. Fumble the football. Georgia Southern's going to recover at the 32-yard line of Savannah State.
Well, one of those huge mistakes. The upback backed up to catch the ball. The guy that was supposed to catch it was right behind him. He was pushing him backwards, and he tries to run with it and loses it. That's just a mistake that I'm sure they'll get corrected. You can't have a non-returning guy catch footballs. You need to get him out there blocking. He backed right into the guy who was to catch it. And he took off pretty quick, but as soon as he was hit, the ball came loose. So Georgia Southern had a 33-yard line going in.
Well, we'll check to see they gave the credit for the fumble recovery, too, as Cox gets hit before he can get any handoff.
Boy, I had a
number. And he will lose yardage back at the 35-yard line. I want to thank our friends locally here at the Hometown Inn, providing accommodations for some of our folks at the game tonight. The Hometown Inn is locally owned and operated. If you're coming to Statesboro next time, it's so convenient to Paulson Stadium. And all the rooms have the nice kitchen amenities to it. When you're coming to Statesboro next time, make sure you call the folks at the Hometown Inn right off the bypass in Highway 67. Cox going to keep it himself. Melvin gets hit as he bangs forward, getting a couple of yards back on the play. He got punished at about the 32-31-yard line.
He's a lanky guy because he's, boy, when you're running the option play, you're going to get struck from all angles. He's got to get a little lower, I guess, as a runner to protect himself. But anyway, it's 3rd down and 9.
And you were telling me your accommodations were nice and cool when you got in there today, too.
I thought I was in Alaska.
Felt good, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, 3rd down for the Eagles. Motion behind the play. Cox rolling to the left side. Going to keep it himself. Needs a block. Can't get out there. Good play defensively again by Savannah State. That got him from behind that time and knocked him down for very little gain, if any, just inside the 30-yard line.
You know, I kind of wonder if that was an intended run because it looked to me like we had 3 linemen down the field about 10 yards. It could have been a sprint out, you know, run.
End of the third quarter. Your score, Georgia Southern 55. Savannah State 6. We have a network message upcoming on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Discover Georgia Southern University, and you'll find one of the most popular campuses in Georgia for Hope Scholars. Discover Georgia Southern. Explore your choice of majors in 130 degree programs, and you'll know your professors. Just about anything university. from a scholarship honors program to a championship football team. It's all here on a campus the right size for you. Discover Georgia Southern University, and the most important thing you'll discover is yourself.
My third quarter of our game is history. Hugh has some quick numbers.
Okay, Nate. Savannah State, 12 first downs, none in the third quarter. The Eagles, 2,300 yards rushing for Georgia, Savannah State. The Eagles at 340, 81 yards passing. The Eagles, 80 Savannah State. Total offense, 180 Savannah State. Eagles, 421 yards. Adrian Peterson, of course, 22 carries, 192 yards. J.R., 12 carries, 78 yards. Brooks, 10 carries for 90 yards for Savannah State.
Going to try a long field goal now, apparently a 47-yard field goal for Scott Shelton. A little bit of a breeze behind him. Ball plays down. The kick is up. Kick has some distance. Let's see. It's got a chance. The kick is no good. Just missed it off to the left. So Peterson's numbers now tonight as we wrap things up. You are where now?
22 carries, 192 yards.
So 22 carries for Adrian Peterson tonight, 192 yards rushing. There's the stats handed to me. Four touchdowns tonight. His longest run was 22 yards. He averaged 8.7 yards a carry in his first game of the 2001 season. We start the fourth quarter with a missed field goal by Georgia Southern.
Boy, it looked like it was good. I mean, distance and everything was just outside on the left.
So it's first down for Savannah State as they go over on the 30-yard line. And this time they run the ball. Not very far. Just get back to the line of scrimmage as the Georgia Southern defensive front, even though some young guys are in there now, getting a chance to play.
Well, they got a guy that's down, too.
Somebody a little slow getting up from Savannah State. But he's hobbling around and getting up there. They have not stopped the clock to help him out at all. You got to wonder about those guys, 300 pounds plus on a night like tonight.
Yeah, and they've been out there the whole time having the two tackles.
Been a tough night there. But they know they play in South Georgia, right? It's going to be hot.
And the big thing is, you know, for them, they're now 1AA.
Second down, now go back to the shotgun. Going to roll to the near side. Looking, Brooks stops. It's not Brooks, it's Summers, and he'll get hit. Look at Spencer. And Spencer gets hit at the 31-yard line.
Boy, it looked like he did have an open receiver over here, and he elected to turn back inside and gain maybe 2 yards at the most, 2.5 at the most. So it's down and at 7.75, would you say?
Ball comes up to the 31-yard line where the Tigers will have it with a third down and about 8. Going to flank all the receivers now to the right side of the field. The shotgun. Here comes the rush. Rolling is Spencer. Being chased. Spencer throwing on the run. Does he have a catch? Yes, he does. Was he in bounds, though? No, he wasn't. Good catch, though, but it was out of bounds.
Great effort to catch the football. I think he really just took off just inside and was up in the air out of bounds when he caught it. But that was a great catch and a good throw, too.
Boy, the Savannah State coaching staff right on top of that play.
They didn't like that.
No, and even though you're getting beat like they are right now, you want to, you know, you're going to fight for everything you can.
Absolutely.
And one thing they've struggled at again tonight, and I'll say this again, this is where they really hurt themselves, is with special teams. You know, the year that we played them when they had Shannon Sharp, they were a much sound fundamental team that year.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised because they've got more people than they've ever had. Oh, that's a poor kick this time. Way straight up in the air and real short.
And again, it bounces backwards. Savannah State knocks it down at the 48-yard line of Savannah State.
What was that one, Hugh?
That's only about 15 yards.
Good gracious.
So you really just, you cannot continue to have, what you're going to have is you're not going to have winning too many football games. You just can't give the team back the ball as often as they are on the side of the field. New quarterback coming in for Georgia Southern. We'll see his first appearance for the Apopka, Florida freshman, Chaz Williams, number 10, 5'10", 5'9", make it 191 pounds. See how Williams does at quarterback on first down. Gives it off, and Hakeem Ford breaks away. And Hakeem Ford is going for a touchdown. Georgia Southern, one play, and Hakeem Ford just went 47 yards. And Georgia Southern has 61 points on the board with 12:56 to go in the game.
And, you know, and that play again is similar to the ones that the short runs that Peterson made for the touchdowns, because he hit the line of scrimmage. It was open, and he's got some speed now. He really took off, didn't he? Ran a straight line for the touchdown. But boy, I tell you, those white shoes or white tape or whatever it is he's got, they stand out pretty good, especially when you're running down the field by yourself like that. I like it.
As good a night as Adrian Peterson had, Hakeem Ford is making a nice impression here tonight.
And boy, how important is down the road as you go.
XI is up. Shelton's kick is good. Again, penalty flags are down. They may have run into the kicker this time.
Well, they were close to blocking it, weren't they? Good effort rushing the kicker.
And again, they'll confer here. I think the Eagles just want to take the extra point.
Yep.
And that's what they'll do to climb the penalty. 62-6, Georgia Southern leading. 12:56 to go in the game. We're going to break 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Practice with kickoffs tonight anyway. And we'll switch kickers. On the kickoff this time, it's Sean Holland. His kick to the far sideline will go out of bounds. And that means Savannah State will get it at the 35-yard line. Sandy right down on the sideline there as Hakeem Ford raced right by. And I saw his teammates really congratulate him as he came back to the sidelines. I got a feeling everybody's excited about this youngster.
They certainly are. You know, with Adrian leaving after this year, they certainly are. He's a great player. Aaron was very excited for him, and he's very hyped up about today's game, even with the score like it is.
Yeah, these guys don't get a chance to get in there until the game sometimes gets out of hand. And they got to find another running back, don't we?
Yeah, but now Ford is a true freshman.
Redshirt freshman.
Redshirt. It doesn't say that on it. I thought he was redshirt, and that means maturity, and that means if he stays healthy, he can be a real player. There's no question about that. He's got some speed. He's got ability.
On the 35-yard line. Going to pitch it on the corner here and get a couple of yards.
Now, that's the true option. How about that? They've rode the fullback in there, made the pitch on the corner. They only got a couple of yards, but they've got a lot of stuff. I remember in talking to the head coach, he said, you know, they ran the option also, and they did run it twice tonight, but they ran it out of the shotgun, which is a little bit different. That time it was the quarterback coming down the line.
So the gain is about four. Let's call it second down and a long six. The ball resting across the 38-yard line of Savannah State. We're early in the fourth quarter. Clock ticks at 12:15 left to go. Georgia Southern has up to 62 points now. They trailed 6-0.
We got a lot of fresh folks out there defensively and offensively.
Back in a regular set with an I formation. Brooks going to toss it late on the corner. They've got room here. And bouncing upfield, except, oh, what a hit. I mean, we've had several hits, and Kevin Hurd, who you talked about earlier,
yes, sir,
has made several of those sticks tonight. Those are the tackles you love to see people make.
I tell you what, when you see a guy like that and you keep calling his name, and then I like the little show he put on. I don't want him to dance or anything, but he looked pretty proud of that hit. I would be, too. That's two option plays, by the way, back-to-back. They're a little different from the way they ran them to start with in the game, so they got a lot of stuff in their offense.
Got number 69, Mike Alves, in the ball game. He came and transferred from San Diego, California. Third down and short. Looked like we were offside. Quick throw right side. They're going to call the pass good, and there was a flag drop. I thought we jumped anyway.
Yeah. Boy, that's a good throw and catch that time. They just enough easily to make the first down. it would be like what you call a quick slant, although it was only about three or four steps that the receiver took. The ball right there, and he fell down as he caught it, which would be enough for a first down. I guess they'll take that.
As the scoreboard reminds the folks here in attendance, we have our radio show coming up every Monday night at 7 o'clock, our hotline show with head coach Paul Johnson.
I believe they're going to take the penalty because it'll gain a yard.
Which can be heard locally in Statesboro on FM 100, WMC, and along many of these stations on the network. It's also available on TeamLine and available on the Internet at WMCDFM100.com. That's where you can listen to the program if it's not particularly aired in your area. You can go online and do that. As we are heard again on the World Wide Web tonight, we appreciate our folks at EagleNet who provide that service for us.
The coaches on the sideline were all over that, so they took the penalty and gained a couple extra yards out of it. It's first down now, and the ball is at the 48. They backed up from the 50.
They'll bang straight ahead, run the tailback this time, and he gets a cut across the 50 to the Georgia Southern 49-yard line. And just bounce forward that time. And some pretty good licks, as Frank said, being dished out as they're trying some different running backs right now. That was Michael Davis, a 6'1 freshman from Jonesboro, Georgia. Of course, the majority of the players on the Savannah State team are from this state of Georgia, and a lot of the players really from this metro area of Savannah.
They've done a good job of recruiting. He was talking about, going out of state some to get players. They got a tight end now with twins to the right. It's a basic eye formation look now.
Second down play. Looks like they missed the first hand up. He'll pitch it wide. And Georgia Southern again comes up and makes the stop.
You guess who?
Kevin Hurd again.
Kevin Hurd is a player. Now, that time they had a bust. The fullback went the opposite direction. The quarterback did a wise thing. He kept on with the play and made it a chance for him to keep a pitch. He made the play look like it had a chance. But I tell you, Kevin Hurd read that, and he is a strong hitter now, I tell you. I'm really impressed with him, and of course, he comes in and out of the football game. That takes a little out of you, too.
I think he took himself out that time as he signaled over to the sideline. Third down here, and a roll to the left side, going to lob it up in the air, and it's incomplete. And upset with himself is Jermaine Brooks. He had a man open that time.
Boy, just an excellent pattern that time, number 80. Ran an out cut at about the 40-yard line, and he was wide open, and he overthrew it. Now, otherwise, though, the quarterbacks have played very well, I think, for them. They've got some talent, Nate, and, I don't know what the schedule is or who they're playing for the rest of the year, but I'll be surprised if they don't win some football games. They've had some tough breaks.
Well, they've got to go play out South Carolina State. They've got a tough schedule. At Bethune-Cookman and Albany State.
Yeah, those are pretty tough.
Floating kick. Going to come up short again, but takes a Savannah State roll, this time fielded by Anthony Williams. He will get a vicious hit.
They have to call that.
A late hit at 20-yard line.
And I tell you, I just hate it because that was a great play. The guy's trying to make a tackle, and I know he hit him out of bounds, but still, he was flying, wasn't he? And that, what about the safety man making such a good play on taking that ball on the dead run on a bounce? If he had not done that, don't you guess the ball would have ended up down there about the 5 or maybe inside the 5? I mean, 15, I mean, or inside.
Well, one thing we've seen with Anthony tonight, where last year he was fair catching some of them.
Yeah.
Not this year.
No, and that thing he caught earlier, you remember?
Yeah.
When he ran up there just dead and got clobbered.
Most of the penalties tonight, Hugh, have been against Savannah State, haven't they?
Well, actually, that'll be their sixth penalty of about 81 yards. The Eagles have been penalized 5 times for 40 yards, though.
That's right. Several personal fouls here have hurt Savannah State.
Yeah, you hate one like this because that was just all-out effort, I think. There was nothing malicious about it. And yet, you got to call it now. It was, 3 yards out of bounds, I guess.
The officials discussing.
What's the total number of penalties, Hugh?
This will be the sixth penalty.
This is going to be against Georgia Southern.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Illegal use of the hands. We all thought it was a late hit.
Oh, now they're going to penalize the
15. Okay, now a personal foul against Savannah State.
Yeah, that'll be afterwards. The way you do that, if it's during the down, of course, you take the penalty. Then if it's after the down, you penalize from where that one was. I mean, that's a pretty good rule.
And you have a difference there of a 10-yard penalty being walked off first and then the 15-yard penalty.
Right.
And that's Georgia Southern plus 5. See, I'm pretty good with the math, too, here tonight.
How about
you guys are sharp, I tell you what.
You notice it has to be in fives, so we can't get.
Well, those nice even increments. You know, those 10-yard markers there, too, they help you out a lot, don't they?
Now they're going to start over again because Nate saw a mistake somewhere. I think the mistake.
They walked it off 1 yard too far before, so now they reset the ball at the 23-yard line.
Okay, now we're going to play.
Wouldn't it have been easier to say, okay, guys, we're just going to put it at the 23?
No, you got to show it.
Okay.
Officials have to exercise a little bit.
Okay.
And a four-man front now with three linebackers.
Chaz Williams stays in at quarterback.
Ooh.
Handoff to Ford was very slow, and they were right there waiting for him.
Now, see, that is really, you know, as bad a play as that looks to be, the great thing was that the fullback did not let the ball get on the ground. The quarterback was trying to take it back. And that's his job if he wants to take it back. But when they're already being hit like that and the quarterback locked on the ball, there's no fumble. And they didn't, surprisingly, they didn't lose anything. It's second down and 10. But that's for new young guys, you know, that haven't handled the ball that much.
Second down play. Chaz Williams keeps it himself and dives upfield and comes across the 30.
Now, you know, that's the first time they've run that play. That's that thing where you fake to the fullback, and then you sort of follow him, and you either go outside or inside. That time he sort of went outside and picked up good yardage. He picked up, what, six? Yes, he did. Third down and three.
So the game brings the football out of the 31-yard line.
We got to get to the...
Clock continues to move here in the fourth quarter, down to 8:07 left to go in the game, and some of this huge crowd is obviously headed for the exits. Williams trying to get the first down.
Oh, I like that.
And he dives across the 35-yard line, and he has the first down.
Boy, I like that. You know, anytime you see a young guy in particular who's willing to drop his shoulder and just ram it up there. Now, here's a kid that is a redshirt freshman. I guess that's who's still in there. And, boy, he just dropped his shoulder and made the first down out of it. There wasn't any hesitation about it. He knew what he had to get, and he got it. So, this part of the football game is very good for Georgia Southern's future. They're playing guys that don't normally get to play, and that takes all that edge out of it when they get to play later.
Hand it off inside. Hakeem Ford, first across the 40. He's up to the 42-yard line.
Very good ball handling, a great execution. Good front line stuff, too, because that was a straight-ahead play, and instead of getting four, it ended up getting about six, maybe a little bit more than that. And by the way, what is the speed? Do you know what the young guy's supposed to have, the fullback?
He's supposed to be a good one, though, as far as when he's healthy.
He really looks quick. He did on his touchdown run, but he looks really quick getting to the line of scrimmage.
And I hand it off to him again, and Ford bursts through there and fights across midfield for another first down. Boy, his numbers starting to add up tonight also very quickly, Hugh.
That'll be six carries for him, about 79 yards.
Boy, that's really good. I can almost count that. That's about 13 yards a shot, isn't it? Something like that.
You're really going to show out tonight, aren't you?
All right, the Eagles keep the football at midfield here with the first down. From the midfield stripe, Williams keeps it, gets hit, and he is punished, losing a couple. Let me check some scores on the Coca-Cola scoreboard. Boy, East Carolina was a 3 or 4 touchdown favorite tonight at home. They are losing to Wake Forest 21-13 with 7 minutes remaining in the game. McNeese State 24, Texas A&M 24, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Miami of Florida, everybody said it would be such an emotional game, they would have a lot of trouble at Penn State. It's 30-0 Miami, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Again, they hand it to Ford, and Ford comes across the 45 to the 44-yard line. Is that a statement for Miami of Florida, huh?
It really is. I mean, you knew they were going to be good.
But
isn't it amazing for Florida State and Miami to be so good year in and year out?
Florida 35, Marshall 6 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Florida State beat Duke. That's a final, 55-13.
Well, they were down 6-0. I remember that.
Appalachian State is leading Liberty 39-20 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Williams handing it off. Well, that time, but that was too slow developing.
Absolutely. That's just the opposite from what we've been watching. That time the play was very late. The fullback looked like he hesitated or something, and penetration got him.
Auburn beat Ball State tonight 30-0. Mississippi leading Murray State 49-14 in the fourth quarter. Atlantic 10 games. UMass loses to William & Mary 31-10. New Hampshire beats Hampton 45-29. Hofstra beats Northeastern 45-21. James Madison beats Elon 42-21. We'll see Elon game number 11 on the season. Snap back, and here is Scott Shelton kicking one high. Fair catch is called and not made. The ball's going to bounce deep, and Georgia Southern cannot down the ball. Tried to knock it at the one-yard line unsuccessfully. It goes into the end zone as Zareem Walden tried to knock it back and couldn't do it.
Yeah, you almost have to count that as a good break for Savannah State, because the ball was a playable ball, I guess, and it was kind of odd. The safety ran out from under it. It took a hard bounce. Rolling thing didn't get up off the ground much. So it's out to the 20.
So Savannah State gets it back here with 4:32 remaining in the football game. Georgia Southern with a big lead, 62-6. Savannah State going to bring in a few new people in their backfield, like number 44, Nick Sampson. We remember him. Played in Sylvania, Screven County High School. He is the deep back. He gets the call. He's not going too far. He gets a yard, and the defense will push him backwards.
Well, you know, mainly this, particularly during the fourth quarter, they run a standard I formation. And I think now for the first time since the game started, at least one of the great big tackles is out, I believe.
Gain of about two brings the football out to the 22-yard line. Second down and eight for the Tigers. Clock says we've just gone under 4 minutes to go in the game, and they are very late.
This is a regular pro set from the I formation.
And they can't get everybody in there in time, so they'll take a timeout. Timeout on the field. Eagles up 62-6. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
If you love windows bring in but hate cleaning them, listen. Choo Choo Build It Mart, your Anderson Excellence dealer, has a window that makes cleaning a breeze. It's the Anderson Tilt Wash window. It tilts and almost as easily as opening a cupboard. And the Anderson's unique design makes it weather tight, helping you save on heating and cooling costs while remaining fingertip easy to open. Try the Anderson Tilt Wash window at Anderson Excellence dealer today. Visit Choo Choo Build It Mart, 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia.
Some of the best things in life are free, especially if your bank is Sea Island. Our new Signature Preferred Checking gives you free checks and unlimited checking. Plus, free internet banking, free cashiers and traveler's checks, even discounts on loans and preferred CD rates. What's more, Signature Checking is free of an annual fee on Visa Check Card and Visa Platinum credit cards. Yet some things in life really are free, especially if your bank is Sea Island. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
A lot of running around from Mario Spencer. Ran from one side of the field to the other, then he gets hit and he drops the football and fumbles it, and Georgia Southern has recovered at the 23-yard line of Savannah State.
Quarterback did a heck of a job of staying alive, and the receivers never did react to him. They were all coming left, way over here on the left side. Nobody went back toward him to try to help him out on a throw, and they causes a fumble, and Georgia Southern has the ball.
New quarterback for Georgia Southern from nearby Effingham County High School, Trey Hunter from Guyton. Hands the ball off straight ahead, and we're not going to go too terribly far this time. Maybe get a yard or so down maybe to the 21-yard line as we try also a different running back, as Jason Wells, who is right now the number three fullback.
You know, Sanders is down for Savannah State. He is a defensive back. He's 6 feet 202, senior from Dooley.
All right, got his face down. Hopefully not too serious here. 3:12 to go in the game. Eagles up 62-6. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Insure both your car and home with us through Auto Owners Insurance, and we'll save you money. That's right. With Auto Owners multiple policy discounts, when you insure both your car, home, mobile home, or condominium, we'll save you time and money by consolidating all of your insurance needs with the No Problem Company. Auto Owners Insurance.
Seeley Hill and Johnston Insurers on Savannah Avenue in Statesboro, or call 764-9896.
At Buffalo's Cafe on Linear Drive, you'll find something new, a brand new menu, which means some new items with our Southwest flavor. Some new items like grouper, St. Louis ribs. Boy, they are nice and soft and tender. The ribeye steak and plenty of other new items, plus lots of your old favorites. You enjoy something each and every day. All the specials still continue. Kids eat free all day on Sunday and Monday evenings. Stop on by. Check out what's new for you at Buffalo's Cafe, Linear Drive in Statesboro. On the second down play, Trey Hunter comes up and runs around the right side here with quarterback keep, and he's got himself a first down.
That was a pure sprint out on the corner, and he's got some speed and turned up to feel good and then dove for a little extra yardage and makes the first down. I tell you what, Georgia Southern has been able to use, I don't know how many people, but there's a lot of them who have played some, and that's very good.
First down, Georgia Southern, near the 12-yard line of Savannah State. Motion behind the play, going to give it off inside. And again, going to bang with the youngster, Jason Wells.
Jason, a little bit hesitant about taking off. You really got to get after it. You can't. The advantage of this offense is to strike the line of scrimmage quickly with the foot. He's 5'11", 210. He's a sophomore from Douglas. He's a fine-looking kid and probably will be a good player. He just needs to get a little bit of quickness. And you can work on start. That's what it amounts to. It's just to take off straight ahead without hesitating. They only lined up 3.5 yards behind the quarterback, four at the most.
Second down call. Going to try him again. And he'll bounce inside the 7 to about the 6-yard line. And nothing terribly fancy here. As Coach Johnson, I think, is just trying to run his base offense.
I liked then was there's a good, there's a really good block downfield by number 36, who is Kevin Davis. He's a slot back, 5'9", 174 freshman from Folkston. And that's what you like to see about Georgia Southern all the time. Defensively, there's always about 11 guys around the ball by the time the whistle blows. And offensively, you see wideouts and slot backs blocking people downfield.
Third down and about 4. Motion comes behind the play. And again,
good cut.
Keeping himself, diving forward. Did he get in? Touchdown, Georgia Southern's Trey Hunter has scored from 7 yards out. And with 1:34 remaining in the game, Georgia Southern puts 6 more points on the board and now leads it 68-6.
You make this extra point, it looks, makes that one that they missed look awful big, doesn't it? If you're trying to get 70.
And again, doing with the backup people.
Yep.
Extra point is up, and the kick is good. And no penalty this time either. 1:34 to go in the game. Eagles up 69-6. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Friendly smiles and fast service is our prescription for good business at College Pharmacy. With friendly advice, everyday low prices, and prompt personal service, you'll find all the things that the big chain drugstores have forgotten. To them, you're a number. But at College Pharmacy, you're our neighbors, our friends, and our valued customers. Come by today and let us show you our appreciation. College Pharmacy, with 3 locations to serve you.
Are you ready for the hunting season? You're not, unless you've been to see Tillman Brennan a Minute for all your hunting supplies. You can get your hunting license and check out the selection of camouflage clothing. Tillman Brennan a Minute has everything from jackets, vests, hats, shirts and pants to snake chaps and Georgia boots. Find plenty of rifle ammunition, shotgun shells and buckshot for any size game. Plus they have deer plots, deer feed, deer stand scents and more. Get ready for hunting season at Tillman Brennan a Minute, North Side Drive East in Statesboro.
John Holland getting a chance to get plenty of kickoffs tonight also. He and Scott Shelton have both taken turns doing kickoffs tonight. And here is the kickoff. And it comes down to the 4-yard line, taken there. 15, 20, upended right there. Hard at about the 25-yard line. Again, that's the way you want to get in there.
Boy, it really is.
And make a stop. And who we have come downfield that time? Justin Godsey, number 59, a sophomore linebacker out of Lilburn, got in there and got low. And that's how you knock somebody upside down.
And that was really a good strike. He's 6'2", 11". I tell you, they've had some heavy hits on kickoffs, haven't they? And they've had a lot of practice. How many kickoffs is it? We've kicked off more than we've done anything else, I think.
I would think we've had at least 10 tonight.
That's right. 10 plus a start the game, that'd be 11, right?
First down, Savannah State lined up in a regular set with an I formation. Got to change quarterbacks here. They run the football and get a yard or so. And they bring in, let's see, Vincent Moore, a senior from Atlanta, 6'2", 200 pounds, number 11, to run the clock out here for Savannah State and see what they can do, getting a few new people into the ball game. Certainly Bill Davis was hoping to be competitive, I think was the word he used on the pregame show.
Yep.
The score will not look that way at all. Second down and 8. And he knows he's got some work to get done yet. Going to toss it back deep here at the 22, and then a good pop, and all of a sudden a late flag comes in. We will see what happened here.
The referee threw that flag way over there in front of the linesman.
Holding his call against the Savannah State Tigers.
Boy, the pursuit then was just perfect. They just came right down the line of scrimmage, and the guy had nowhere to go. When he finally tried to cut up the field, there was nothing there. And most of these guys now are very young, aren't they?
That is for sure.
On the front line.
We're playing with some different people out there. Got some different folks getting a chance to play in the secondary now. Jonathan Woodham's out there, number 4, freshman. Sareem Walden's out there.
Winston
got Hardison. Derek Williams, a strong safety. Now, Hardison's been around a while, getting
right.
a chance to play.
And he's 6'3". You'd wonder why he wouldn't be in there a little sooner, because he's a pretty strong-looking guy.
Third down, may want to throw it now, huh? Going to roll to the right, look it up and throw, and it is tipped and incomplete. Up near the 45-yard line, stops the clock with 29 seconds left to go in the game. And I would encourage everybody, as you leave the stadium tonight, give yourself plenty of time. Even though a lot of the crowd is gone, we can see the traffic trying to get out of here is going to be kind of slow tonight, so be patient.
You know, it's really strange. You look across the field now and wonder where everybody went. There's so many people gone.
Now the question is, can you get a big crowd out here again next Saturday at 12 noon?
Well, that's when you need them, because that's going to be a huge game.
Going to punt here with a fourth down. And long, going to let him kick it away, and he kicks it off the side of his foot to the far side. It will bounce at the 40 to a Georgia Southern roll. They'll down it at the 37-yard line.
Gee whiz. Boy, how bad can your punting be? I'm going to let you tell him, Hugh, how long was that one?
That's 14 yards. That's not an even number. That's a little tough, huh?
Boy, howdy. You seem to look like it's more like 11.
Well, whatever you think.
Anyway, going to run one more play here.
And I apologize for saying what I just said, because the kids obviously tried to kick it. He did kick a little into the wind, and it went real high and just stopped.
At least all the rain that was forecasted kind of held off tonight, didn't it?
Boy, sure did.
Going to run one play here and put a knee down and end this thing. Trey Hunter does that. Everybody will say that's enough tonight. This ball game's over. Georgia Southern has beaten Savannah State's Tigers 69-6. That's the end of the game. Network messages upcoming on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Wearing the blue tops, the white pants, the blue helmets, the white numerals.